much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's a sheriff's department issue. I'm sure they have a procedure for getting her out of the building.
Front door or back door?
Not gonna go there.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Wipe, wipe, wipe yourself, always front to back. Carefully, carefully, now you have the knack.
R2, a comment, please. I've noticed you've gained some weight. I was just pointing that out. Maybe a quick, like, detox or a flush or something might do you well. Now, what do you have to say about Lindsay Lohan going to jail? Interesting new take. And how do you feel about Mel Gibson? I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much, Mr. D2. I did not know I was going to get the R2-D2 money shot.
And now...
Have you said everything?
I said nothing!
That's true.
You there?
Our feature presentation.
That is true.
Do you scream, you there?
You there?
You there?
That's so odd.
Do you know there's new mail tape? You know that?
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's new mail tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, too, by the way. It's pretty good.
And maybe
the new
mail
tape is good. I like it very much. He comes up with the strangest insults, the weirdest combinations of words to insult a woman.
And it's odd. And this sounds like it's a completely different conversation to me.
Mm-hmm.
At a different time, different thing.
In this new tape, don't you agree there's like 40 band names?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I had something else I was going to talk about here, but we can play the mel tape instead if you want.
No, we'll figure out a way to play the mel tape.
Since you brought it up.
We'll play it later. I'm not sure we have it edited yet.
Oh, I have it.
Oh, all right.
Play it. I'm all over it. I'm looking for it right now.
I'm all over it.
You're all over it. If only you could find it.
Just give me 1 second. Well, I wasn't set up here. Hang on.
Right, but what does all over it mean then?
1-800-520-1067 is the telephone number, by the way, if you want to give us a call for Kevin Means What It Do Nephew. This is going to be the Tuesday edition of What It Do Nephew. You can get on the air and get a prize. Well, I can't find it. How about that?
We'll talk about it later. What else do you have? Some kind of death?
No death. This is awesome. I love the stories where somebody goes to a garage sale and buys something cheap,
mm-hmm.
and it ends up to be valuable.
Yes.
Yeah, those stories, like that TV show, bore the hell out of me, but go ahead.
How can you be bored by that?
We're not going to actually watch it
and then
happening.
They got money.
You can just get the punchline.
But I mean, this is like hearing about a guy who wins the lottery and thinking about what difference it makes in his life. I mean, here's a guy in Southern California he's from Fresno, and he was at a garage sale in Southern California about 10 years ago, and he came across a box of photographic negatives that were being asked $70 for them. He talked them down to $45. And in the last 10 years, since he spent that $45, he has been spending his time getting them authenticated as being original unpublished photographs from the greatest landscape photographer of all time, Ansel Adams.
Really?
Well, they have finally – these are all taken before he got famous from about 1920 to 1930.
And
so
the
these
person
are,
that sold them had no idea that's –
Had no idea, right.
Who it was or what it was.
Right. So it took this long for them to be authenticated through various different ways, including going and checking the silver on them to make sure that they do date back to the 20s. So they have finally been authenticated as being authentic, and now he is at liberty, as he owns them, to sell them. And they are expected to sell for around $200 million.
Okay, that's a pretty big difference.
$200 million.
And I was wondering, what would compel you to spend $45 on
say,
a box of negatives?
He talked him down from 75 to 45. Did
that
he know?
That's crazy.
Well, that's the question. Did he know at the garage sale what they were, or did he discover it later?
I don't know the answer to that, and I'm not sure I saw that in the article, but clearly, for whatever reason, he was interested enough to want to own them.
$200 million.
I would like to think that he saw them and thought, hey, those look like Ansel Adams' photograph. And then he was just trying really hard to not pee his pants while he continued to make the purchase, hoping somebody wouldn't swoop in and steal them from him.
Yeah, 70 sounds a little high. I don't know that I'm That might be too much.
And by the way, if he knew they were Ansel Adams photographs and he still talked the homeowner down to 45, yeah, he's a dick.
Then he's the man. Now he's a dick.
Now he's
the man.
Awesome.
Now he's the man.
So apparently he is now going to start selling prints to museums and collectors because, you know, each one is so valuable. You know, to own, to have an Ansel Adams photograph in your museum is huge. There are museums all over the world would want that. But $200 million is the estimate.
That's not bad.
Wow.
Off a $45 investment.
Unbelievable.
I'd sell it in one day and just head to Vegas. And I'd come home broke.
Yes,
but
you would.
But what a day.
And think how tough the last 10 years have been waiting for the long process. You've got this thing that you think is a gold mine, and you need it to be confirmed.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You're just waiting for the word. And what happens if they come back and go, well, we can't tell, we're not sure.
And I'm sure the confirmers, whoever they are, probably don't care at all. I'm sure he was calling every day. Hey, about those photos. Yeah, we'll get to them. Don't worry.
You probably to spend money on that too. I would imagine, right?
Yeah, maybe so.
$199 million, oddly enough.
Anyway, so congratulations to that guy.
Yes, congratulations to that guy.
I'd like to see those photos.
All right. Good for you. All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call about any topic, we put you on the air and give you a prize.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series coming up August 7th and 8th? That's at the Glen Helen Raceway. You can get on the air, get a prize, and be careful to make sure your story is good because, as we've learned today and every day, there's very few stories that don't bore Kevin. So you got to be very, very careful when you start to talk.
You have a very small attention span, if that's what you're saying.
Albert, line 7, joins us on the Kevin Devine Show. What's going on, Al?
What did you do, nephew?
What did you
do? I just want to talk to you about the Angels game last night. There was a lady right next to me, actually, and my brother and stuff, and she just started flashing straight up.
Yeah. All right.
What?
You're at an Angels baseball game, and all of a sudden things turn around, and you go, yes, flasher.
She flashed once, and then the ushers came down and couldn't find it. Flashed a second time, 4 ushers came down and dragged her out. Dragged her out. Everybody was booing.
Did you give her a prize? did she win a rally monkey? Did you get the sense, was she flashing anyone in particular, or just flashing because, what was going on?
I was flashing the Red Sox, because we were winning, so she was flashing our team, man. Give them a little prize for hitting good, right? Getting runs.
She was flashing your team. You mean she was flashing the Angels?
No, the Red Sox.
You're a
Red Sox fan?
Hardcore.
Oh.
So fast.
Oh, wow. That changed everything. You know, we were all having a good time talking about a woman flashing. All of a sudden, we find out he's a Red Sox fan. Wow.
Hey, we kicked butt last night.
Yeah. All right.
And by we, you mean the Red Sox?
Yes.
Yeah. But they threw her out. That is, I guess that's because of the whole family atmosphere. You know, you take kids.
Well, and it's illegal. It's illegal to be nude in public, yeah.
Right.
Well,
but
that shouldn't be.
It's part of a concert or a sport. I mean, a sporting event should be. Certainly should be part
of it. It's
really
not nude. It's like for a second.
Right.
Yeah. It's not even completely nude.
Right, Lisa, right.
It's
Thank
so barely
you.
Nude.
Right, it's barely nude. Lisa will do it right now. It's so not nude.
It's so not nude.
I'm glad to see. I'm
you know
not
what I mean? Like, just.
All right, Albert, thanks for the call. By the way, don't be so happy about your Red Sox who lost the previous two games to the lowly Seattle Mariners. If you could lose to the Mariners, you're probably not going to win the World Series this year. That's what I've learned about this season.
Oh, do you want to go back to them? You want to mouth off a little bit?
All right. No, I don't. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to line 2. Oh, line 2 just dropped off.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah, they're screening rather slowly.
There's
in the
only
other room.
One person in there, I think.
And who is it?
It's not Miss Cleo.
Oh, it isn't?
I don't believe so.
I had a long night.
I think it is her.
It is?
I think it is her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was out waiting for me when I got here today.
Oh, all right.
I think she didn't trust that I was going to make it.
That's funny.
The gate I'm was surprised open. She did.
The gate was open. The front door was open. Pretty much just laid everything out for me.
Red carpet.
Yep. Rose petals.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Devine Show, shall we?
Like, why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
Man, why don't I say it right?
That's my dad right there, Winnebago man. I love him so much. We got a chance to chat with him late in the show yesterday. If you missed it, we're going to give you some highlights coming up in a little bit.
Okay.
He's the best. Accoutrement!
He is the angriest man in the world, and once you've established that, you can go with that. You don't ever have to be nice ever because people understand and know that you're the angriest guy in the world.
Right. We have the internet roundup today, a new batch for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks for that info, Bean.
When don't we?
Well, it comes sometimes in waves, and yesterday was a tsunami.
Yesterday, Kevin yelled, "Bring me another notebook!"
Slow down, I can't write this fast. What is up with the Don Draper hooker punch? What? He was having sex with a hooker, and he made her punch him.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot.
Again.
Again, again.
Harder. Again.
I'm not the type of person who needs that. I don't want punching to be involved in...
No.
In there are a lot of people who love it, though.
I haven't really run into that myself.
Would you like to?
No.
All right. Don Draper's available.
We're going to be taking your calls on that topic, because I think there are probably a lot of people out there who are into that, or at least understand the feeling.
Or have dated someone who wanted
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Ralph, who hosted the Sex Cetera show on the Playboy Channel, he had an interesting theory about that yesterday off-air, so we'll definitely discuss coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices today.
Hmm.
I don't know, we got three or four new stories. They just come too fast for us to even keep up with. We're going to have to start making that a daily feature, I think, which Ralph will be all in favor of. It's X Games week. We're going to talk to Matt Hoffman.
Excellent.
Very excited about that. The X Games, of course, are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Psycho Mike had Matt Hoffman on with him on the Love Line last night.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all those X Games guys have unbelievable injury stories. What happened to Mr. Hoffman, Mike?
Well, he landed on his BMX bike one time so hard that the poles that hold the seat up went through the seat.
Oh!
And subsequently went through his nutsack.
No.
Yeah. Oh!
And I mean through, like nutsack kebab.
Oh, God.
Right, so that's the difference between he and I, is that right then, I'm done for life.
Yeah.
He
didn't even tell anyone. He grabbed some duct tape and continued on with his life.
The bicycle went through his testicles.
Are the bars still there?
I don't know.
Does he walk around with them on a
day? I don't know if he still has the homemade duct tape cast. You could talk about that with him, but that
wow.
is
imagine
straight from his mouth.
Imagine taking the duct tape off later, too.
Oh, man. That story has everything.
And so, you can do that, or you can not do that.
I say not. I say don't do that at all.
If you have a choice. Yeah, it's funny. You go watch these guys at X Games, you think, man, they are amazing, but you don't see the 700 falls that they took to get there.
They're ridiculous.
Including that one.
Or his 22 major surgeries he's had.
Oh, man, these poor guys.
Well, it's not all bad. At least you got a Cherry Coke.
He didn't even get a Cherry Coke.
I hear that's
I don't
that's
think
what
so.
Happened to him. We have Dinner for Schmucks tickets.
If
you're in trouble with your significant other, you screwed up.
We've heard some great stories.
Yeah, boy, who knew they were going to be that bad? We thought. Oh, I forgot to bring her coffee. And this guy's like, I blew up her car. Like, wow, I don't know if it's going to be a battle on Thursday night. We're going to have to bring security, mace, tasers. And we also have more information on the Arizona law. He's a Mexican. Get him. So we got information on that coming up as well.
Is that how it was? Is that really what they called it in the?
Well, they didn't
Arizona's...
call it. It's got some numbers.
Oh, okay.
So that the common man can understand. He's a Mexican. Get him.
Okay. All right.
That's what they call it. So we got some more information on that coming up as well. And we have the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. Ralph Garman is here with his feature, Things About People. What's going on, Ralph?
What does it do?
What did you do?
What did you do? I suggest we change the name of What It Do Nephew in the morning. We take our phone calls to What Did You Do? Hey, what did you do, everybody?
I have to thank Omar for the catch on this. The rest of us are oblivious to what Kevin sounds like on the radio anymore, but he did send in this piece of tape yesterday that we had a lot of fun with. If you missed it, here's, I think, one of Kevin's finest.
What did you do?
I was saying that all day yesterday, just for no reason. Just talking to my wife. What did you do? I was like, she's like, what? What did you do?
I can't hear what's funny about that.
That's the beauty of you, Skippy. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Yesterday, another day, another Mel Gibson tape.
Wow.
Released by Radar Online, blah, 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 C word, blah, 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 whore, blah, 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 bitch. I'm bored of it now. I'm just bored with it. It's the same old crap every time. Mel, come on. Reinvent yourself.
Right.
Learn Can't play insult. The same character over and over again. Your audience is going to get bored. Do a comedy next time.
It would be funny. We were talking in the song that if this were the first Mel Gibson tape, we would be so shocked by it. We couldn't believe the things he was saying and how vile he is.
Yeah.
But now, seven tapes in, you go,
yawn,
yawn, exactly.
Boring.
Oh,
crazy.
There. I just want you to know that your whole relationship with me, everything about you was an offense to me and offended me
okay.
and pissed me off.
Yeah, we know. You're offended. Your manhood's offended. Blah, blah, blah.
You're not happy with your girl.
Blah, blah, blah.
Here's my question for Mel. There are other women. Move on.
I think he must have been really obsessed with this woman.
Yeah, I think
that's
so
where
too.
This must come from.
That's
he must
why
have
he couldn't
fallen
move on.
So hard and so head over heels. He left his wife. He gave her all this kind of money. He did all this stuff. I get the sense that he really fell out of control. And now that it's over, he can't cope. He's
can't
spinning out. Yeah. It's the only possible explanation for someone reacting this strongly and this negatively to something
for
going
so
on.
Long.
Yeah.
That's my thing. You can get that mad, and then you go, I'm out.
Although we don't know how many phone calls these tapes have been culled from. I get the sense it's only one or two, but that's what she's recorded, too. We don't know how many other ones existed that she didn't record.
I think you're right, Ralph, and I also think that it's not just that he was crazy obsessed with her, which I think you're absolutely right he was. It's that he realizes now that broke up, he has nothing, and he gave up so much.
Yeah.
Did you get my last message about me being a bad father and Tim being a great dad now?
Yeah,
he's referring to Timothy Dalton there, who was the another lover of Oksana's, and they also had a child.
And he's very happy, I think.
I think he's very happy about
Timothy Dalton's a good
dad.
But
the real Mel Gibson story has nothing to do with the tape, in my opinion. The news broke yesterday that, according to Oksana, Mel Gibson planned to have Harvey Levin of TMZ killed. That's the story.
I love this
That's
so
what
much.
Nobody's talking about, and I can't believe it.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
Wait a minute.
Oksana Grigorieva told police, according to her representative, this is coming from her lawyer, told police that Mel Gibson was furious at Harvey Levin of TMZ for breaking the anti-Semitic drunken rant story when he was pulled over for that DUI in Malibu in 2006.
Yeah, because that whole thing was Harvey's fault?
Well, he broke the story.
No, but it was getting hushed. And he
you remember
pulled it
that, they were saying that the highway patrol there was covering it up because they liked Mel, and he was sort of a pal of police officers there, so they were going to try to make that go away. And Harvey got the paperwork, and he was the one who went public with it.
Oh, I think he's on vacation now. We can't talk to him.
He is. Oh. I was sad yesterday when he wasn't. We couldn't get him because remember, Kim, we talked
hiding, you guys.
Off the
he's
air about how Mel wanted Jew blood on his hands. That's who he was talking about. Was Harvey?
Harvey's in the witness relocation program.
I know. It's crazy.
Would you like to do the rest of the story, Bean?
No,
you taking
no,
my Jew blood on the hands joke away from me?
No, not at all.
You have a joke?
And back to you.
Wow. We talked about it. We talked about it off the air. So I'll just do it on the air now. Also in the news, Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr.
Oh, my God.
Are back in America after their top secret wedding and Caribbean honeymoon. Us Weekly spotted the couple breezing into LAX with their sparkling new rings and a smile on their face. And that'll go away. Alexis Nears.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
She is the star of E's Pretty Wild. She's one of those sisters they feature on that show, which is unwatchable, by the
way.
She's
a terrible person.
She's a terrible person, and this was the woman who was part of that celebrity burglary ring.
Oh.
They knocked off Orlando Bloom's house and Lindsay Lohan's house, and she was in Linwood in the cell next to Lindsay, remember?
Oh, okay, yes. Sure.
She's out now and talking about her stay inside.
Excellent.
She said what she noticed most about Lohan was the crying. She says she was crying. I could hear her, the crying. She also said that she believes Lindsay's getting special treatment. She got to keep in her extensions and everything.
Oh, that is not right.
OMG, LOL. She said, which most people don't. And girls were all like, oh, they had to take my weave out and cut it all out. And, you know, stuff like that. I'm so glad we got a report from this woman. Regarding her own experience behind bars, Alexis says, you feel violated and just uncomfortable. It's scary. Thank God someone's finally speaking out about the prison experience. Because, you know, we're all led to believe prison's fun and you go in there and you have a good time.
It's like summer camp.
Play a lot of ping pong. But no, Alexis says it's scary and uncomfortable.
You don't want them to be uncomfortable. I know that.
You do not.
What's the reason they take a woman's weave out, by the way? Is there
you can't straddle somebody with it? So you don't get in the shower and you whip out your weave and just garrote them?
I wonder if that's the real reason.
Hey, Lisa, would it have anything to do with sanitation? Like, what, you think maybe...
I don't know. I'm really a little puzzled about it.
You got some stanky old weaves in there? Is that what your fear is?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Perhaps. Well, you lose one franchise, you gain another. Congratulations to Daniel Craig. It's made official today that the former James Bond, and we don't know whether he'll ever reprise that role or not, he's been given a new franchise. He is playing the lead in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
First film based on that popular
books book series. So he will he'll take over that role and probably do very well with it.
I thought it was a good James Bond. Did you guys think so?
Yeah, it was a real good Bond. But no one knows what's going to happen with the Bond movies.
Right.
We may never see them again, which would be sad. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck.
Hey.
He's a good-looking fella.
No. What's the height?
Nip Tuck.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, pay attention.
I just didn't understand it.
Wow, when Kevin's telling you to pay attention, Lisa, look out.
Fascinating little Julian McMahon trivia. He is originally from Australia, and his father was prime minister of that country.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Pretty cool.
He must be so happy his son got into acting.
And the show that he was on.
Cable. He's 42 years old today. WWE wrestler Triple H is 41 years old. Comedian Maya Rudolph from SNL is 38. Abe Cunningham.
Very different.
Abby Normal. Abe Cunningham of Deftones is 37 years old. Today, singer Pete Yorn is 36. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers turns 33 years old today. Did you guys watch the last season of The Tudors?
Did not.
King Henry VIII?
I heard it was good.
I watched it on DVD.
So good.
It's good to be king.
He's great.
Oh, so good. He was great in that role, that's for sure. He's 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Thursday night, we're doing a big evening out, dinner and a movie at Gold Class Cinema in Pasadena, California. I have not been there yet, but it's a movie theater, Kevin, where you can go watch a film and eat a real dinner.
That's the best.
How about that? Your food.
I love it.
I got my eye on the chicken piccata sandwich, and you'll probably get the ranch burger duo. So we're all set there for food. And the reason we're doing it is because we are teaming up with Dinner for Schmucks for this evening out. Because let's face it, we learned yesterday, if nothing else, that our listeners are schmucks. Many of them are in the doghouse and could use a cool, free evening out to try to make something up to their significant other.
Right, but let's not push it. I mean, don't call if she's already started divorce processing. You know what I mean? Like,
packed up and moved out. This isn't going to help.
We want a good night Thursday night. We want you to have not aired too much. But if you've made your significant other angry over something, maybe this is a way to make it up. You say Thursday night, Kevin and Bean are having a party.
Exactly.
We're going to go. It's dinner for schmucks. You can eat. You can watch the movie before it's put in the theaters.
And
you can
drink. I'm really, really sorry, honey.
I'm really sorry. And hopefully this will make up for it. So if you've got that kind of situation, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls in a minute.
So this would be the type of thing your wife finds someone else's panties in your glove compartment.
Well, maybe, but that's the outer limit.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, we don't want a chilled room that night. Yeah. You know, people are just staring at each other and not listening.
All right, so if you're 21 or over and you're in the doghouse, we want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. That is the number we'll be taking your calls. Coming up next right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
So Rage Against the Machine is the best live band ever. Ever. Ever.
They're awesome.
I don't care who you put them up against. Ever. Or
who,
best live
or
band
who
ever.
You haven't seen before you make that determination.
Don't care. Don't
okay.
care. Don't care. But they haven't played in Los Angeles in 10 years. They did play Coachella, but they haven't played in Los Angeles in 10 years. So they played this past Friday night. We were at Comic-Con in San Diego, and I drove back with Dave the King of Mexico so that we could watch Rage Against the Machine because they are the best live band ever. I don't know if I mentioned that.
I think you might have.
They were protesting this SB 1070 in Arizona, or as Zach calls it, Arizona.
All right.
And they started off with Testify, and they went into Bomb Track and People of the Sun, and there was a lot of preaching during this particular show. They were very upset about this law.
Well, it is a fundraiser.
It was a fundraiser for a group that's protesting this particular law. Bean, try to describe for people who haven't been following very closely what the law is specifically.
Well, it's he's Mexican, get him. That's what the law is specifically. No, it's been enormously controversial. We haven't talked about it much on this show, but basically they are the state has stepped in and said, look, the federal government isn't doing anything to stop the illegal flow of immigrants coming into the country illegally, so we are going to start doing that ourselves. And the controversy has been, are they going to pull you over just because you look Mexican? Do they have that right to do that, or are they only going to target people that are involved in other police matters? While we've got you here for robbing this dude's house, hey, let's check and see if you've got legal status. If not, we're going to send you back.
If you're legal, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't follow this that closely, but if you're legal, you still have to carry paperwork proving it now, according to this law.
Or they lock you up until they prove it.
That's the debate, and that's the gray area of this law, is what is being said in the law, because the governor of Arizona has come out and said specifically, no, we can't ask you for papers for no reason. We can't just come up on the street and ask for no papers. But people are saying, how will it really be interpreted? How will this really play out on the streets? Should anyone who has a suntan now be afraid of living in Arizona?
Saves me. I don't tan.
No,
I mean,
you
a bright, what if you're bright red, then what? And then throw you out because you're American Indian? There's two groups that this was benefiting. One was Puente, Arizona, and the other was the Florence Project. And they were both there. And just before the final song of the show, Zach brought out the female spokesperson of one of these groups.
Okay. Right.
And she started preaching. And she got into it. Imagine a world where you can get pulled over just for the color of your skin. And everybody's going, whoa, si se puede. And she went, imagine. It kept getting worse and worse. Now, again, I don't really follow all this closely, but she got to this point. I kid you not. Imagine if you're Mexican and you're giving birth in the hospital and they bust through and put cuffs on you. And right there I went, huh? Wait a minute. It's possible that she's taking liberties with that, right?
I don't think that's going to happen.
They're not going to cuff a woman who's giving birth and then let let her give birth. And
then put little tiny handcuffs.
Little tiny handcuffs on the baby and then push him back in and put feet cuffs on her. Come on.
I think that is the fear of the direction that they're headed.
Yeah, the direction. But I'm guessing it's not going to get to the actual delivery room.
Well, look, we can guess all day long, Kevin. But what if I were to remind you that we actually have a friend in Arizona? Our old friend Sad Girl joins us on the phone. And she apparently, for some reason, is living in Arizona. I'm not sure why, but let's catch up with her on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Sad Girl.
Oh, Scandala. Good morning.
Sad Girl, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were living in Arizona.
Yeah.
And
I got a new job. Crazy. Rudy's in the pen, so I moved out here.
Oh, Rudy got moved. He's in the pen again?
But I got a good job at the Scandala Salon doing nails in Tempe.
Okay, good. That's right by
stupid.
ASU. Good.
Stupid.
All right. Well, you were on hold. You heard our description of what Kevin heard from the stage on Friday night at the Rage Against the Machine show.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? Can they really do that to a woman and her newborn baby?
It's true.
That's not true.
It is. It's like the laws are getting dumb. It's so crazy. If you go to the Costco's and you buy mangoes or avocado, the FBI's come in and kick you in the belly.
I don't...
nobody is being kicked in the belly.
First of all, the FBI doesn't have anything to do with it.
Honest, Martha told me.
Who's
that
Martha?
And Misty Face.
Okay.
My girlfriend, I do her nails.
Your girlfriend's name is Misty Face?
That's right.
All right.
That's Victor's cousin. And she told me if you buy a pinata, they use you as one.
Wow,
no,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that does sound bad.
The U.S. Marshals come in, they hang you up, and they hit you with the bat.
No, those are fear tactics.
That does seem bad.
No, and then Raymond from the other neighborhood, he was at the Walmarts and he bought Spanish CDs.
Uh-huh.
And they flew in on a helicopter and they hit him with bats.
For what?
Why did they hit him with bats?
Did they just beat people? That's all
true.
They do?
What, the CIA?
In the salons here at Scandalous, if you buy too dark the lipstick, they cut your lips off.
That's just not true.
And they sell them to white people to make Jell-O.
You're just, at this point, you're believing everything you hear, Sad Girl. It's not true.
If you get hydraulics on your car,
right,
the Secret Service comes in on a Pegasus and they saw your leg off.
Yeah, that's just rumor.
You're making
on
things up now,
no,
Sad Girl.
It's true.
I think it's bad enough without the exaggeration is what we're saying.
I'm saying that clean girl from down the street, mm-hmm. she told me that if you get your hair too frizzy, they cut your head off. And then they do bowling with it, the wet out.
Okay, that didn't happen either. That's
probably
not true
either.
All right, Sad Girl. I can see that you are not the right person to go to for clarity on this issue, but thank you for talking to us anyway.
Scandalous. They drown you in mayonnaise.
That's just not true.
I rented that. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Join us Thursday night in Pasadena, California at the Gold Class Cinemas for Dinner for Schmucks. How about that Steve Carell and Paul Rudd, by the way?
They're great.
Great.
They're unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're so funny. This
Zach
movie's going to be...
I can never say his name. How do you say his last name?
Yeah,
that guy.
He'll be in it, too.
He's good.
Yeah, the movie looks hilarious. It opens, of course, everywhere on Friday. You get a chance to see it the night before with us. We're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Hey, do we have a big-time Omar intro for Dinner for Schmucks?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wow, what a slacker he is. All right. Let's try German on line four to get us started. He's calling us at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for people who are in the doghouse who maybe a night out will save their relationship or at least help. Hey, German, what's going on, dude?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean.
What happened?
So a week ago, I was making hot wings for my wife and I. And needless to say, we started having sex. Next morning, you know, and I had habaneros on my fingers still.
Okay. Wait.
Habanero chilies?
Yeah.
So you're saying you were making food and you had chilies on your hand and then you had sex?
Right.
Yes.
And her crotch pretty much was on fire for the 2 days after that.
Good times.
This is the perfect type of incident.
You think this will make it better for her?
This will actually fix it. She's been wanting to see this movie.
Maybe we can have like a waiter with a bottle of ice water just standing by just in case it needs to be poured down there.
I love that.
And by the way, I think that's fine. I think we're happy to have you and your wife Thursday night, but feel free to wash up between dinner and sex next time.
Oh, I'm sure he got that message. All right, German,
outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. That's awesome. Let's try Steven. He's on line six, joining us on the Kevin Bean Show. Dinner for Schmucks Thursday night. Hey, Steven, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi.
All right. Last Saturday, my girl was going through my computer, and I got home from work, and she confronted me about pictures of my ex-girlfriend naked on my computer.
Yeah.
I completely forgot they were there. You know, I tried to explain it to her, but she was all upset.
All right, but honestly, were they there because you forgot they were there, or they were there or they were newer?
No, I honestly forgot they were there. They'd been there for quite a while, and I'd forgotten. And she went through my folders, and she saw them, and she got pretty upset. And
I think you should be pretty upset about your girl going through your computer while you're at work. I think she's the one who ought to be calling looking for forgiveness at this point.
Well, she's in school right now, so she uses my computer for her classes, so... You know,
uh-huh. Yeah,
that, on it, so.
Yeah, I'd love to know what class she had to go through all of your personal photo photos for. I'd like to know that.
Yeah, this seems like it should be the other way around to me.
Exactly. Hey, look, if you want to bring the bitch, you can. But I'm telling you, I think you're too good for her. I think you ought to kick her to the curb and bring somebody else. That's what I say. But look, it's up to you. We'll give you tickets, okay?
He hung up. All right. Hey, we're going to give him tickets.
I think it sounded like a phone trouble, maybe.
Oh, all right.
All right, let's try Emily, line eight. Let's see what's going on with the ladies here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the program. What happened to you?
Hi there. I cheated on my boyfriend a couple days ago, mm-hmm. and I told him about it.
Yeah.
He was going to walk up and hug me, like, it's okay, give you a hug type thing.
Yeah.
I flinched and I punched him in the stomach.
Okay,
why would you do that?
Wait, let's see if we can
better and better.
Let us see if we can follow this.
Say the end of the story.
So you cheated on him, then you told him.
Yeah.
Then he was going to unbelievably just walk up to you and hug you and say, "Hey, it's all right."
Yeah.
Okay. And for some, did you get scared by that? You didn't think he was going to hug you?
I got a little scared. Yeah.
So you punched him in the stomach, and then he threw up on you.
Uh huh.
That story has everything.
That's fantastic. Wow. Okay.
Now,
wow.
How's your relationship today?
I called him the other day, uh-huh. and he spoke to me. Yeah, I'm very happy about that.
Why did he so easily forgive you for cheating, by the way? I'm intrigued by that.
He didn't have time to ruminate on it like he has now.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually not sure. I think he's just one of those cool guys.
Was it
you punched him.
Then you punched him and you made him throw up. I mean, what does this guy have to put up with you?
You're not a good girlfriend.
You cheated on him and then you punched him.
I would like him to come, but Emily to stay home.
Me too. Do we have that option?
She's awesome. What are you kidding me?
She cheated and then punched him.
I know, but do you know what we can get her to do with this if she just out of the blue punches
him? Is that the idea?
Good point.
Emily, I have to ask, I don't mean to take too much time here, but was it a one-time cheating thing or did you have an ongoing relationship with somebody else?
It was a one-time cheating thing.
And was it full-on sex?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, listen, we'll give you tickets, but I don't know why.
Tickets.
Because that's what we do.
It's sort of the. I mean, that we're sort
of. Don't we get to judge at all if we think this relationship is worth saving?
Look, so fun.
She is fun, and if she's good, I mean, look, if she's bringing her boyfriend, that dude deserves a nice night out. Okay?
Every party needs a clown.
Exactly.
I believe she's ours.
Emily, be sure to introduce yourself to us on Thursday night. All right, I think we have time maybe for one more. Which one do you like? I like Gerald. He's good. Anyone else you want to go to?
No, Gerald's fine.
Gerald on line two.
I just want to talk more to Emily.
I know. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Dinner for Schmucks. See it the night before it opens, starring Steve Carell and Paul Rudd with Kevin and Bean in Pasadena. What's your story?
Oh, yeah. So, get home from work. It's my birthday on the 19th, so I get home from work, and the wife is still not dressed up, so I was like, hey, baby, go upstairs, you can go get dressed and everything. Well, start the dishes, drop her ring down the drain.
Her wedding ring?
Wedding ring down the drain. So I'm like, oh, man, I got to get this out before she comes down the stairs.
No, are you crazy? You go, hey, where's your ring?
No way.
So you plead dumb, then you get mad at her? Come on now.
I know. So I rip apart the sink. I'm ripping apart the whole bottom, taking it all apart. Can't find the ring. She comes downstairs. The whole sink's apart. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, the sink was clogged. She was like, okay, where's my wedding ring? I'm like,
Wait a minute. Why
did she transition so quickly?
Why did you have her wedding ring?
She was over there standing there, and she put the rings on this little platter every time.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't there. So,
all right, so what's the end of this painful story?
So the end of it was put the drain back all together. She's mad, but not that mad. Well, she goes to flip on the garbage disposal later on. I didn't look through the garbage disposal. Both of her rings got eaten.
Well, you can't really fit your hand in there, probably.
Yeah, of course you can. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you can.
Can guys? I didn't know.
Yeah.
But that's the only drain in your sink, right?
No, I have two sinks, one on the other side.
So you didn't know which one it went in.
Yeah, so I was just like, oh, man, I got to get it out. And then, I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I don't know that I want Gerald there.
I want Emily to punch you in the stomach. That's what I want.
No.
I thought we let everybody in.
We do, but.
Until now.
We have to have some kind of standards. Well, come on.
He's a dweeb. Come on. I'm not even sure I believe him.
He's a dweeb. Yeah. You don't believe him. All right.
He's a dumbass. All right, Gerald. Thanks for nothing, dude. See ya. Brandon Flowers of The Killers, his solo song coming up. Also, Blink 182 and Sublime just around the corner here on The Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat for this hour. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, everybody's talking about the new Mel Gibson tape that was released on RadarOnline.com. The site seems to have a pipeline to Mel's phone. I'm not sure how they're getting all these tapes, but it's more of the same, basically. It's kind of ho-hum stuff now, and this is the eighth tape that's been released?
I think it's the seventh.
Seventh tape
He's
that's
not
been released.
Thrilled with their relationship.
He's upset with her.
Yes.
We've established that. Here's a little taste.
Oh, you're there. I just want you to know that your whole relationship with me, everything about you was an offense to me and offended me and pissed me off.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, bitch, whore, blah, blah, C-word, blah, slut, blah,
gold-digger. I hate you.
Blah. The real story yesterday, in my opinion, was the fact that people have been glossing over that Mel Gibson had planned to have Harvey Levin of TMZ killed.
Wow.
Well, not so much killed, but kidnapped, dragged to the desert, have his kneecaps broken, and then leave him to die.
He said that?
He said it to Oksana Grigorieva, his girlfriend, at the time that... they were discussing the fact that Harvey's site, TMZ, was the site that broke the news about Mel's anti-Semitic rant.
Is this on tape? Or she's
This is her
us.
Statement.
Okay.
Coming from her representative, Steve Jaffe. She said that Mel told her that he wanted to have Harvey killed. He was having him tailed during the time of this conversation. And that he wanted the blood of Jews on his hands.
Guys, I think Mel and Oksana need to come to Dinner for Schmucks on Thursday night. It just kind of smooth things over for them. Give them a nice evening out. Let them hit the reset button.
Apparently, Mel said he wanted the blood of Jews on his hands. Also added he wanted the whiskey of the Scots on his tongue and the saliva of the Russians on his junk.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. So he had a lot of demands of a lot of different ethnic groups. He got 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Especially that Scotch part. Apparently, he had plenty of that.
Sure. Yeah.
Congratulations to the cast and creators of Mad Men. Pulled in 2.9 million viewers in its
new premiere on Sunday night. That's 61% more viewers than usually watch Mad
That's
Men.
Impressive.
It's very impressive.
Wow.
What'd you think, Kevin? You enjoy the episode?
Really good.
Knocked my socks off.
What'd you
haven't
do?
Seen anything like that in a long time.
What did you do? He said. Speaking of January Jones and the Mad Men cast, Us Weekly is reporting that she is no longer seeing Adrian Brody, but now is seeing Saturday Night Live's Jason Sudeikis. What? Hmm. Here's the great thing about women. They don't go for the looks like we do, fellas.
Yeah, they're better that way.
I like Sudeikis. I think he's a funny, talented guy. But she's January Mother Effin' Jones.
Yeah.
January Jones, one of the greatest names ever, by the way.
Yeah,
she should be. She should be a private eye. She shouldn't be an actress.
Or an offensive lineman.
Yes, she should be an offensive lineman.
Good call.
Mike. Good call.
Yeah, that's good.
January Jones.
Got to throw Lisa a bone once in a while.
Ooh, theater?
Don't have to.
Don't think I have it in the past.
Yeah! All right.
A little Broadway news. Al Pacino.
Really?
He's going back to his truest love, Shakespeare, and will be performing The Merchant of Venice on Broadway for a limited run starting in October.
That'll be amazing.
Pacino will be doing 78 shows from October 19th through January of 2011, and says he's looking forward to returning to the Bard, as he's called.
Sure.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Good point.
If you prick me, do I not bleed? We'll taste about
this. You could just do it.
We won't be able to get tickets.
A guy who sounds like Al Pacino.
Doing Merchant of Venice.
Starring.
Want my pound of flesh? Oh, I want it. Bad. And some more good news regarding TV production. We got the settlement this week of a potential Teamsters strike that would have been disastrous for the movie and television industry. Now talk comes from Daily Variety magazine that looks like it's possible, finally, after all this time, SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and AFTRA, the American Federation of Television Radio Artists, will be merging into one super union.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Ralph?
Is that good?
It's such a good idea.
Is it?
It's an idea that's time has long been overdue. And I think it's a move in the right direction. Screen Actor President Ken Howard announced Saturday that he's sitting down with the president of AFTRA, and they're going to see if they can finally establish a common vision on putting unions together. It would give them certainly a lot more bargaining power with the producers, because those contracts are due up shortly. And so if they combine their talents, they won't have the problem of playing one off the other, and all the performers together in one unified group would absolutely carry more weight when it comes to negotiations.
So the producers, not fans of this.
I'm sure not.
Probably not, because sometimes they will make a deal, like happened last time with AFTRA, and SAG will be holding out, but they'll say, look, we've already got this deal with this group of performers.
Right.
You should take the same deal, or else we'll just use them and not use you. So this way, all the performers will be represented by one group, and I think it's a good idea. Apparently, there's some issues with healthcare plans and that sort of thing, but they think they can nail down this
as time. The star of Sharktopus, Ralph.
Yes,
do they have to come to you to get your stamp of approval?
They would have to come to me and say,
the final step, or
damn you, SAG after merger. How do you feel? And I didn't know this, but there are 120,000 actors in the Screen Actors Guild.
Wow.
I thought there would be more. I don't know why, but it seems like a low
How
number.
How many are in AFTRA? Do you know?
In AFTRA, there are 70,000 members of AFTRA. For some reason, I just think it would be more actors in SAG.
Mm.
120,000. Seems like I've seen more than that at one audition sometimes. It feels that way when you're sitting there in the waiting room waiting to go in. Oh, my goodness. I'm out of time.
Damn.
Got some good stuff. I'll be back next hour with more show business.
Sure.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Julian McMahon from Nip/Tuck is 42 years old today. Wrestler Triple H from the WWE celebrates his 41st birthday. Maya Rudolph is 38. Abe Cunningham, drummer for Deftones, is 37. Pete Yorn is 36. Yankee shortstop Alex Rodriguez celebrates his 35th birthday. And actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, who was so good in The Tudors, 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show. Everything's gonna be fun.
Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. What did you do?
That's a great question, Kevin.
How about Matt Hoffman talking about X Games 16 and your tickets to see the action this weekend here in Southern California? That's on the way this hour right now. Ralph, I'm glad you're in here because it's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Oh, yeah, very excited. I think finally we should jettison this
Ralph,
entire concept.
You've got to be more positive.
Enough really is enough. The kids don't love it. No one loves it.
Look, if we didn't do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, we would have to do like one of these stories a day. There's too many. This saves us some time.
This is thanks for that info being on a wheel. That's what I'm telling you.
We have human-faced lamb in heaven.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to talk to that.
We
ever,
have
by the
giant
way.
Japanese jellyfish.
Hey,
I don't know
you
why
don't
that's
know,
a story.
Ralph, you don't know that. The wheel could land on that today. We could be talking to the human-faced lamb in 5 minutes.
Okay. We have the Russian dog girl. We have
not an animal, by the way. Yeah, on a wheel of animal voices.
We have the renegade kangaroo. We have Merlin the iPad dolphin. We have the drunk Australian parrots.
Uh-huh. I hope it lands on that.
We
I
have
love
the hurricane
story.
Chimp. We have the parasailing donkey.
What's a hurricane chimp?
I don't know. I don't know the story. I have them all in front of me. Whatever it lands on, we'll read.
Okay.
Percy the albino squirrel.
I'm guessing that's a very white squirrel.
The Japanese attack bear.
I'm guessing that's a bear that attacks people, but it's special because it's Japanese. In Japan.
As opposed to the bears that take
he
care of you.
With chopsticks.
The Heather two-headed, six-legged Venice Beach dragon. I can't read Miss Cleo's writing.
Dragon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are all of them.
All right.
Those are
okay.
all.
Okay. Now, here's
so
what
we
I understand.
Spin the wheel, and then we give the details, and
right.
we talk to.
And silence ensues. That's
no,
what I'm telling
comedy
you.
Comedy ensues.
And you
Kevin,
can hear the dials changing on radios all over this great nation
so
of ours.
Yes,
Peter.
All right. I don't think you mentioned the one that it may land on today, by the way.
I didn't mention the parasailing donkey. I believe I did. How do you know what it's going to land on?
I don't. I don't have any idea. Let's spin the wheel and see,
wow,
shall we?
Way to ruin things, man.
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
I don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
Right. Your own theme song says it's going to be pretty bad.
Let's spin it.
How many theme songs do we have left over from when the cherry pop and daddies were hot on the station? It seems like maybe the swing dancing revolution is over, guys.
Hey, what are the chances it will land on the one that Bean just asked that we would land on, which is
what?
The parasailing donkey?
No
yeah.
way.
Are you kidding me?
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. That's what we have
great
to
news.
Do here in the land
you
of Oz.
You go somewhere else and let
Why
us have our fun.
You go somewhere else.
Let
fun.
Us have our fun.
I'm out of here.
All right.
I'm walking.
Oh, Ralph. No, don't leave, man. You
want to hear this? This is the part. You would vote for it if you heard this next part. All right, here's the news from Russia.
Police in southern Russia are investigating a leisure firm which forced a donkey to parasail over the sea. Witnesses report hearing the terrified animal braying as it flew over the sea for half an hour before landing in the water and being dragged for several meters. Luckily, the donkey survived the ordeal and police say it was being used to promote parasailing. Officials are now looking at bringing animal cruelty charges, which could land the organizers with a 2-year jail sentence.
Oh, good.
That's terrible.
That is terrible, Chuck. The parasailing donkey, if you saw the video of this on the news last week, you
I
know how.
Watch.
How do
was,
you know what the braying is? Maybe the donkey was like,
screaming.
Check out this view. I've never seen it from up here.
It would be so terrifying for an animal to leave the ground like that and go out over the ocean. That was, and that video made me sick, watching those kids on the beach all laughing at that poor donkey.
Oh, that's according to the article, by the way. If the kids were laughing, that's a whole different story. According to the article, this sentence, the donkey screamed and children cried.
Which is going to be my autobiography, by the way.
What kind of promoter, what PR company would do that? You know what we should do? We should totally take a donkey and take it parasailing.
God.
Not a good idea, but we asked producer Alex to line somebody up, and I think we have a journalist in Russia to tell us about this story. I think he was there on the beach. Hello, sir. Can you hear us?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. How are you? It sounds very cold there today.
It's not cold. It's I'm in the air, parasailing.
Oh, you're parasailing.
Yeah. That's the right... Wait, I was told that you were a journalist. Are you, in fact, the donkey?
Why would you think it's a journalist and fun when it's called Wheel of Bad Animal Voices?
Do you think maybe
a journalist might be also animal?
That's not the first mistake that he's made today in this bit.
Do
you have a name, parasailing donkey?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for asking.
All right.
And what is it?
Oh, you'd like to know what it is?
Well,
name's Ivan.
Ivan.
All right, take it easy.
Ivan, from NFL Network.
I like the NFL Network. I'm looking forward to the season, that's all.
Pull heads out of ass for 5 minutes, please, for doing comedy bits.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ivan, please settle
Eisen.
This.
He called me Eisen.
Yes, he did. Please settle this debate for us. I think that it must have been terrifying for you to be up there above the ocean for 30 minutes. Kevin thinks you were having the time of your life.
Terrifying. That's a craziness talk from you. It's the greatest thing in the world to be donkey flying.
That's all really?
How many donkeys you know can fly?
Well, none.
That's what I'm saying. I'm only one. I am the luckiest dolphin in all of Russia.
Okay,
or donkey.
Wait a minute, you're a dolphin?
I'm a dragon. What am I? Donkey.
We need to send this bit to the lab to be edited before it airs.
This is amazing. I'm flying all over. I see everything. See pretty girls on beach.
Yeah.
Giant boobies.
You're into that?
Oh, nice. Okay.
I'm seeing... yes, I'm into that, by the way.
I don't know.
You think
you're a donkey.
Donkey?
I don't know.
I also do bachelor parties with some women. You should see the tricks I can do. Anyway, it's great to be up here looking over beautiful summer beach.
Well, they might put the people who are putting you up there, they might put them in jail for 2 years.
Why did I put in jail for?
Because they say you're crying, you're screaming, and the children are crying.
The children, first of all, empty children, okay?
Okay.
Right. Secondly, I'm not crying. I'm not upset. I only make one noise.
That's true.
You know whether that's good noise, bad noise.
That's what I was suggesting. Maybe
that's what I'm suggesting also to saying to you I am.
Okay. Well, the article says that you would be extremely distressed, suffering immeasurable fear and pain. This should never have happened.
Who they asked? Did they talk to a donkey about this?
They didn't.
I don't believe they interviewed the donkey,
no. Shut the F up, I say to them. Leave me alone, I'm flying like on nobody's business up here.
All right, so you're having a good time.
Wait, this is great. Hold a second.
Oh, dear.
I'm dive bombing the swimmers.
That could be a lot. Oh, don't.
Okay.
Giant donkey poop from sky.
All right, I guess we were wrong. He's
Poolside.
Having the time of his life. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's X Games Week. X Games 16 kicks off Thursday. We've got Tanner Faust on the program later this week. Brian Deegan's going to be joining us. Bucky Lasik. And we'll talk to Matt Hoffman about the games this year and give you a chance to win your own X Games 16 tickets coming up in minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
If you have a question for him, that's how we'll do it.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067. First, it's time for the Afro line. 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day. You can leave us a message on any topic. This dude made quite a sensation.
You guys know. Like a cup of lemonade with doo-doo in it. You guys smell like sweet apple pie with doo-doo in it.
Now, that's not all that funny until the 30th day in a row when we hadn't played any of them, we'd given him no feedback, and yet consistently every day he called with it. And that's what began to fascinate us with it. And then this next guy, he's just a poser.
He shoots, he scores with doo-doo on it. Hey, Lisa.
Oh. How's that work for you, Lisa?
Weak.
If this morning's worst pain break was good for anything, it was good for some new band names. Mangled Lawnmower Hand, Paint Scar, and Penis Scab. Those are great band names.
Mike, why aren't you already in Penis Scab? That's all you.
That is pretty good. This guy, I think, speaks for all of us.
Bean, just shut up. No. Stop talking. No. Stop talking. No, we're talking. Stop talking. No. No. Bean. No. No more. No more. No. Enough. No more. Shut up, Bean.
But.
No.
That hasn't worked yet. We'll keep trying. ML Gibson jokes are rolling in.
Hey, what do you tell a girl with two black eyes? Nothing, you already told the price.
Oh, man.
Double Rainbow Guy may be one of our favorite guys in a long, long, long time. It's a dude who was standing out in his front yard with a video camera, and he was looking at a rainbow, and he was just fascinated with it. And that's what this guy, I believe, is referring to as he watches something other than a rainbow.
Oh, wow. I'm watching a porno. Two guys are giving the girl a chili rainbow each. Oh, double chili rainbow. Oh, double chili rainbow. What does it mean? too much.
What does it mean?
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
Double rainbow all the way. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't get this song out of my head.
Oh, it sounds like a request to me.
It's the best song ever.
It's been too long.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God. Double rainbow. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn. Oh, my God. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so intense, intense. What does this mean? It's starting to look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah. So intense. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Whoa, whoa. Oh my God, look at that rainbow. Oh my God! Too much! Oh my God, it's full on! I can't even capture it on my camera. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Yeah, yeah. So intense! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Wow, wow! Oh my God, look at that rainbow! It's the baddest rainbow I've ever seen.
Come on.
Yeah. Pretty strong.
First of all, that's my ringtone. Second of all, Bean, that's on iTunes?
Yeah.
Just search now buy Double it. Rainbow?
And our buddy the Bear, he actually gets a cut of the profits. If you do buy that song, it'll go to that dude, too, which is awesome.
Wow. Fantastic. And if you'd like to call the Afro line, it's 323-520-AFRO. We will talk to Matt Hoffman, and we will give away some X Games tickets next.
My name's Matt Hoffman. I am 37 going on 87, and I'm from Oklahoma.
God, I don't believe it! I cannot believe that just happened! He just threw a no-handed 900! What in the world? I cannot believe we just saw that!
He went higher than everyone else, he did better tricks than everyone else, invented most of the tricks that everyone else did.
And he paid the price, man. He has physically paid the price and beaten on his body.
There's not an extremity he hasn't broken in a violent manner.
No handle 540.
He is known for his great height.
They don't call Matt Hoffman the Condor for nothing.
Every opportunity you get to watch Matt Hoffman, you better capture it because it might be your last.
JC, my wife, I mean, she's seen me, you know, she's even seen me flatline.
I hope I won't get too crazy, but, you know, knowing me, I probably will.
If you know anything about BMX, you know who Matt Hoffman is. And maybe that's all you know.
Yeah, we have a gold medalist from the X Games every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and your tickets to see X Games 16 in person. Happy to welcome Matt Hoffman back to the show. Hey, Matt, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm great, man. Honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice great to have you. I know you did the Love Line last night, so you're operating on very little sleep, so we especially appreciate you getting up and talking to us here today. So X Games 16 is here this week. Just to get this out of the way, we understand you are actually, in fact, not competing. True?
Yeah, that's right. I've been running the X Games for about, 15-16 years now. But I'm just going to be the guy that just keeps things in order, and I'll try to stay out of the hospital.
You've done your time. You've done your time, right? Mike was telling us, told him a story last night about when you were younger and you landed on a bike and the bars that hold up the seat pierced the seat and then pierced.
Did I volunteer that?
Yeah.
Sorry about that one. Yeah, no, that was definitely one of those moments where you're like, really? That happened?
But for the people who didn't hear, it pierced the seat and then it pierced you.
That was actually one part in the, we actually had that footage in the documentary that's coming out, I guess, in a couple of days, and Birth of Big Ear, and Jeff Tremaine, of course, put it in the first cut and sent it to ESPN. So it was pretty funny, all these people that met certain parts of me that I never met before.
And is it still going to be in there? Because apparently you just wrap it up with duct tape and move on. Is that true?
Yeah, it worked for me. Yeah, it held me together.
That's a whole different breed of mental ability that I just do not possess. I would scream like a little girl.
Oh, my God, yes.
No, I think that's just a whole other use for duct tape that people don't know.
I guess so.
Yeah, no kidding. So without getting too graphic, because we're not Loveline, but how long does pain like that last when you got metal going through your testicles?
You know, that's, I guess that's the beauty of really intense pain like that is it's your body's amazing, you know, amazing instrument. It blocks that stuff out when it needs to. So it's mainly the view of it. You just try not to look at stuff like that, and it doesn't hurt so bad.
If you watch it now, does it hurt again?
What's that?
If you watch it now, does it hurt again?
I never watched it. I just thought, I was thinking, you know, people, I'm going to tell people this story and they're just going to laugh at me and say, yeah, right. You know, you're just full of it. But then, so I just thought, okay, I got to document it because, you know, people are going to think I'm full of it. And so I documented it and then just forgot about the tape. And of course I sent all the tapes to, Jeff and Dick House to, go through for the, for my documentary. And that one was in the bundle.
When you send anything to Tremaine or any of the Jackass guys, the first thing they're looking for is something to do with balls. You know that.
Sure. Yeah. So
yeah.
You mentioned the movie. Jeff Tremaine is the director. Johnny Knoxville is involved. Spike Jonze is involved. And it's a movie that is called The Birth of Big Air. And it's going to air on ESPN at 7 o'clock on Thursday night, this Thursday night. And then I guess you can buy it on DVD down at the X Games.
Great.
Oh, good. Cool.
Which is
good. Yeah. And today we're doing like a premiere of it too at Jonathan Theater. So it's pretty exciting. We've been working on it for a couple of years. And you know, I got to tell this story, you know, with these are friends of mine that I grew up with since I was 11 years old, and we all rode bikes together and stuff. So they're all part of that scene. And so I just got to tell this story real honest. And those guys are just amazing at what they do. They're just incredible storytellers. So I'm a pretty lucky guy with that.
We're talking to our friend Matt Hoffman right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, of course, with X Games 16 kicking off on Thursday. I love that this is called The Birth of Big Air because, Matt, let's face it, you're the guy who has done as much for your sport as anybody has in the history of it. Do you have tons of video from back when you started? Did you have everybody rolling tape when you first started getting going with your tricks and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it was a different time back then because you didn't really have, you know, it wasn't so efficient to have video cameras and stuff, but my mom, she shot a bunch of video, and then when going through it, we just had so many tapes, I mean, thousands of hours of video. So, you know, just Seth and Lacey and other guys in the Dick House crew just went through every tape and just fine combed it and just found some pretty good treasures. So.
Unbelievable. Sounds like a great movie. Birth of Big Air, again, airing Thursday night on ESPN. Hey, let's squeeze in a call, Matt, if you don't mind. We got one of your fans on the line. He is Chris, and he has a question about some of the 100-plus tricks that you have invented in your big air career. Hi, Chris. You're on with Matt Hoffman on the Kevin and Bean Show. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. Matt, I just wanted to know, if any trick, which one are you most scared of trying to attempt, whether it's big air or any separate trick on a vert?
You mean in the future or in his entire career?
No, in his entire career. When he goes up, like, say for today, if he tried a trick, what would be the most, you know, frightening trick he would go to attempt, you know?
Yeah, like 900s have so much energy, and, you know, I did the no-hand 900 a few years ago at the X Games, and that's just really tough to control, but if you don't control it, all that energy goes to your head and your shoulders, and so if you don't, that's the trick that you kind of roll the dice on. You're like, okay, I'm going to try to feel it. You just kind of have to feel the rhythm, hope you land on your wheels, but if you don't, then you're out cold instantly, and you go to the hospital. That's one of those tricks. You're like, you land, you're like, ah, good, I'm still going to stay here.
I'm alive. Well, that's the weird thing. And Chris, thank you for the question. We're going to give you tickets to the X Games. The weird thing about the X Games is that you go there, and you know sometimes, especially when guys like Matt are up, that this could go so wrong.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, and that doesn't have, you don't see that in the NBA. You rarely see that in the NFL. You go, this guy's about to try something that might kill him, and God, I hope it doesn't kill him. That's the.
You know, it goes to such different levels every X Games, you know, it just keeps progressing, and so it makes me a little bit, a lot nervous, really, a little paranoid for the youth.
Right, sure.
Have there been times, Matt, especially in the last few years, where you've seen guys who have come up in your wake who are now trying things that you wouldn't have even thought of?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that I still dream of and I still want to do, but there's like, there's like a whole new breed of BMX superhero happening right now. There's a lot of kids that just are doing some pretty, you know, incredible stuff, even stuff that I hadn't even thought of. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting time in our sport.
They're growing up at such a better time for it. I mean, when you grew up, you made stuff up. Now they have you ahead of them, you know, killing yourself to try and learn.
Well, another good thing is they kind of invented a thing called foam pits. And so
yes, you know, big difference, big difference.
I had to, like, except going to the hospital and being out for 4 months, and that was kind of, okay, it's worth it, I'll do it, you know, and then you have to accept those consequences, and these days you don't really as much.
Right, because you get to try it 5,000 times on the foam pit before you actually try it on the dirt. It's going to be fantastic. X Game 16, Thursday through Sunday, Staples Center, LA Live, and they've moved it to the Memorial Coliseum, downtown Los Angeles, instead of Home Depot. So it's relatively all in the same area.
That's great.
And there's going to be like 31 hours of HD programming on ESPN. They're going to show 8 hours of ESPN 3D. And Matt, are we going to hear you do any of the commentary, or what are you going to do?
I'm just going to probably be in kind of the backstage of stuff, but I might going to do some commentary, but I don't have any official times I'm supposed to do that. But I'll be around. You'll probably see, if people are watching, you know, they'll see me on the decks and just kind of try to keep some order of all the chaos, you know.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, tickets available at Ticketmaster.com if you want to go and see it in person, which is really the way to go. If not, as Kevin mentioned, lots of ESPN options for you. Matt, always great to catch up with you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We know the real reason you're listening to us today is for The Offspring and Linkin Park, and they are both coming up in the next few minutes here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's going on?
Comic book news.
What? I thought that was last week.
Ah, I got you on the hook now. Hmm. Now I can just do whatever I want. Comic book movie news. Of course, one of the big events at Comic-Con this past weekend was the assembling of the Avengers cast on stage at the Comic-Con for the first time ever. The entire cast of the upcoming superhero movie, The Avengers, were on stage. Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo, who will now be Bruce Banner / The Hulk. Cast members that hadn't been seen before, Jeremy Renner, who will be playing Hawkeye in the film.
Oh, I don't know who Hawkeye is, but I love Jeremy Renner.
He's that doctor from that show, in the war.
That's MASH, and it's a different Hawkeye. Mm. This is an archer. He is an amazingly skilled archer. Uses bows and arrows to fight crime.
That's an efficient way to fight crime.
It is. You don't even see it coming. Boom. You're out.
We need to, at some point, talk about how lame superheroes are for the most
part. Yes, we do.
For the most part, they're super lame.
No, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Chris Evans, of course, who's Captain America. Hemsworth kid, who's the Thor. Just an amazing lineup, and the fans went crazy. Well, announcement today on TheRealmCast.com, which is an entertainment news site, does a lot of sci-fi comic book kind of stuff, that they are already in talks for the cast of Avengers 2. They're adding more characters. They're in negotiations with Eva Longoria Parker to play the Wasp.
The Wasp.
Who is the wife of Ant-Man. So
well,
they may use her in the Ant-Man movie, but if not, she certainly will be featured in Avengers 2.
Ant-Man is my favorite.
So, good news for comic book fans.
I have a geeky question, Ralph.
Yes.
Does Thor have an alter ego, or is he always a Viking?
Oh, no, Dr. Donald Blake.
Okay.
Sure. Who walks with a cane, you see? But when he turns into Thor, that cane turns into his hammer.
Yeah.
Is he always swole, or does he become swole?
No, he becomes swole. He's like Bruce Banner in the Hulk kind of deal.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know if they're going to play it that way or not in the film. They might have the same guy play both roles. I'm assuming they will. But, So good news. Even Longoria Parker may be the Wasp.
In the second one.
In either Ant-Man or in Avengers 2,
when
Ant-Man joins the Avengers with his wife, the Wasp.
Just to keep everything straight, when is the Avengers?
Avengers will be 2012.
Okay, F you so hard.
Come on, though. Don't you want to hear the casting news?
2012?
Come on, Kevin.
Tell us in a year.
Wow. You people.
I thought that now that you're 39, you wouldn't really care about something like that. My mistake. My bad.
What's it take to impress you people?
I'm just saying.
Wasp casting is big news.
All right, but
what does the Wasp do?
She turns small, first of all. She's tiny, so you can barely see her. She's got wings, and then she stings you.
And she has a little stinger in her ass.
How's that
not
from
the first time for
Wasp.
Eva Longoria Parker, by the way, to have a little stinger in her ass.
So the first Avengers, let me see if I got this right, it's 2012.
Yes.
The one that you're talking about now, Ant-Man or the second Avengers, would be another 2 years from then.
Well, they might shoot them all, you know, in concurrence.
So it could be 2014 before the information that you're giving us right now is useful.
It could be.
All right, I'm going to stab you right
in
the neck.
We don't forget.
How very comic con of you to stab me with a pen.
I'm pen man.
Speaking of Jeremy Renner, Us Weekly Magazine says that Jessica Simpson does not take the hint easily.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he broke up with her. He stopped calling her. She didn't quite get it. She went to his house and found him there with another woman.
Ooh, Gaby!
So all he did was stop calling her?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't actually say anything to her?
Lisa, what do you need? A map drawn for you?
Wait a minute. For her?
You need to draw a picture?
Come on,
for her,
people.
You need to draw a picture.
Pick it up,
wouldn't
people.
You think? She's not the most...
She must really suck, because she's scorching
so
hot.
So hot, yeah.
And
of course.
Every
but
guy
know
gets,
what you know what she
every guy
like.
Gets rid of her in a week.
Because you have to talk to her.
You saw it's her death. On the reality show.
She must be just horrible. I mean, she's a horrible, horrible person.
I heard the guy at Comic-Con talk to Jessica Simpson, stabbed himself in the face with a pen.
Oh, that's terrible.
He would rather have gone out that way than have another conversation with her. President Barack Hussein Obama will be the first sitting president ever to visit a daytime talk show on Thursday when he chats with the ladies from The View.
Oh, God.
Oh, why is he going to lower himself to that level?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Why does he want to hear Joy Behar ask him questions about Lindsay Lohan being in jail?
Look.
So what do you think about it?
I like a lot of the stuff he does. I like that he, you know, sits in a booth and calls a baseball game and he knows about sports and stuff. But come on. The View?
Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sherry Shepherd, even Barbara Walters, who's recovering from heart replacement valve surgery, will be on hand.
Stop it.
Word is, Obama just wants to stop by just to punch Elizabeth Hasselbeck in the face, and he's going to leave. Okay. Right. So he may not be that long, but he may not be that long.
His popularity would jump 40 points if he did
just
that.
Just walk on the set, do that, and walk off.
It would skyrocket.
Be the best. And would they arrest the president for assault?
No. Nope.
They'd give him a medal.
It's a matter of national security, as far as I'm concerned. My other home, besides the Kevin Beach Show, the Sci-Fi Network.
Sure.
Announces today that they are going to renew Caprica for a second season. Ratings haven't been great for season one of Caprica, but it is a critical favorite, and the fans are very vocal, so they're going to hold on to it.
I'm going to tell you,
now that is the Battlestar Galactica prequel, right?
That's right, yeah.
I watched a couple of episodes of that, and it's pretty good.
It's a real good show.
It never got to real good for me, but maybe
oh, really?
It did in the later in the year. I watched like
I
two or three
you.
Episodes.
Yeah. I like it a lot, but it
was good.
It certainly doesn't have the wow factor of Battlestar Galactica.
When you compare it to Battlestar, it's tough to stand up. It's
a different kind of show. It's much more drama, and it's kind of tame compared to Battlestar. So I think a lot of fans maybe are feeling that it's not as exciting for them.
Oh,
but they're
going to
give it another shot.
Sometimes a show like that can get better as it goes, you know?
Absolutely. And speaking of Sci-Fi Network, I don't know if you guys have seen. You know, I love to talk about the Sharktopus because I love Sharktopus.
And
I'm in Sharktopus.
There's that.
And the movies over at Sci-Fi, just, you know, I've always loved them. And as much as I love Sharktopus, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Megapython versus Gatoroid, which is another movie they're working at over there.
They just take acid and just write stuff down.
How great would it be to work over there and just throw stuff out?
That's
and just,
great.
I was talking to one of the VPs at Sci-Fi at Comic-Con, and he said that his 5-year-old daughter came up with a title for a movie, and he's going to make that one next.
Right.
I mean, that's how they do. They just make up titles, and they make the movie around whatever words come out of their mouth. So it's just good stuff.
I like it.
Anyway, the stars of Megapython versus Gatoroid are, of course, Debbie Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
80s pop star Debbie Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Who does she play?
She plays some sort of oceanographer or something.
Right.
And Tiffany, fellow 80s pop star Tiffany.
Wow.
And they are enemies in this film, apparently. They go at it.
They're bringing out the big guns
They're
in the acting
the big
world.
Guns. They are. Well, just joining the cast, by the way, is former monkey Mickey Dolenz. So they are loaded for
what
bear.
What's going on?
Over there at Sci-Fi.
Ralph's the biggest star on the network.
But they have released some teaser footage of the huge cat fight between Tiffany and Debbie Gibson. For every guy who ever looked at these girls in the 80s with a bit of a crush, this is a dream come true. They're at a party, and they're in like ball gowns, and they're wrestling around and throwing pies at each other and smearing whipped cream all over their chest and wrestling in the water.
That's the kind of woman fight you want to see.
It's awesome, but the end of the scene, when they're in the water and they think they hear the mega python coming.
Sure.
They hear a noise, and they stop fighting in the water.
Right.
Maybe one of the greatest moments ever, and it might have to go on the file, even though they don't play our game. We might have to put them in the file. Here's the very tale
tail end of the Tiffany Debbie Gibson catfight from Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
What? Do you hear something? What? No. I think we're alone now.
Oh, I think we're alone now.
No, you didn't.
Nope. Debbie Gibson says to Tiffany, I think we're alone now. Come on!
Does Tiffany come back with Only in My Dreams?
Can we put that in the file and have her on the phone?
Wow.
Can we do
How
that?
How great a moment is that?
Wow.
No, I think we're alone now. Oh, so sweet.
F them so hard.
So sweet. Today's celebrity birthdays, Julian McMahon, Nip Tuck. Is 42 years old today. Wrestler Triple H is 41. Maya Rudolph turns 38. Abe Cunningham, drummer for Deftones, is 37. Pete Yorn celebrates his 36th birthday. Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez. I identified him as a shortstop in the last
I thought he was
show,
shortstop, too.
That's Jeter.
Oh, Jeter. Of course.
Captain. But if I recall correctly, A-Rod played shortstop for a number of years before he went to the Yankees.
Almost his entire career?
Yeah, so that was a legitimate mistake, Ralph.
That was Dave the King of Mexico who gave me that one. He's like Mr. Baseball, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I got some emails from Beans people when I said it last hour, and I felt obligated to make the correction.
Hey, A-Rod was my shortstop. I still think of him as a shortstop from his years at the Mariners.
All right, then. He's 35 years old, and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers from the Tudors turns 33. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Still thinking about, still talking about Sunday night's debut. Season 4, I guess we're up to a Mad Men on ABC. Kevin won't shut up about it, by the way, Ralph. It's really driving me crazy. Oh, Mad Men this, Mad Men that. That's all you hear from Kevin anymore.
What did you do on Mad Men?
Oh, wait, we can't get him to watch it even one time.
No, he watched the first half of the first episode of season one.
And liked it.
Here's the thing. Some people have lives live and they do things and they go do things with people.
I am going to guarantee that you are carving out time for 10 other television shows that aren't nearly as good as Mad Men. I guarantee it. Is there that? Yes, there's that.
It's possible.
All right, so Mad Men is back. Whether you watch the show or not, I think this is going to be an interesting discussion because Don Draper, who is the character that's played by John Hamm, is a very angry, miserable person, especially this season.
He's complex.
He certainly is. Yeah. And he enjoys the hookers. He's separated from his wife, and for whatever reason, he doesn't have random girlfriends. He had plenty of girlfriends when he was married, but for some reason doesn't seem to have a girlfriend now that he's single. So he's got a hooker coming over on Thanksgiving. And
Thanksgiving.
He likes the white meat.
Right. She's stopping by to F him on her way to dinner at her parents' house, Kevin. That's what's happening in this scene.
All right.
So she climbs on board, and this conversation happens. And this is what really made me think, we've got to talk to these people who insist on getting hurt during sex. And in their in Don Draper's case, he wants to get hit in the face while they're having sex. Listen up.
Let me take off my brassiere.
Yeah. In a minute.
Stop telling me what to do. I know what you want.
So do it.
All right, right there across the cheek.
Slap.
Harder.
All right, hit the other cheek, and yet...
Again.
And that's how it goes on.
Slap.
That doesn't seem fun.
That is not sexy,
not
right?
For you, not
at
for
all.
You.
Not for you.
Not a bit.
Judge not lest ye be judged, mon frere.
Now... I want to hear from Ralph because he's the expert on this, particularly on this topic, personal experience, I imagine, and as well as the sex etc. on the Playboy channel that you did for all these years. But we especially want to hear from you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who have either insight to this or even better, you enjoy it or have been with someone who enjoys getting – should we limit it to just getting hit or something beyond that?
I think people who enjoy pain in combination with their sexuality would be interesting.
But it's, all right. Yeah, but not just pain, right? I mean, it has to be just – mostly sex with some pain thrown in, not just, you know.
Well, usually they go hand in hand. I mean, depends. The professional dominatrix, for example, can't legally engage in sex with you. But they would prefer, most submissives or, masochists would prefer it if that was in combination.
But it sounds like this one was sex, just involved punching.
slapping during sex, yeah.
Remember Californication in the first season when she just hauled off and just hit him right in the head with a fist?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't something he liked, though.
No,
he wasn't asking for that.
All right, so we want to hear from you on this topic, particularly if you've done it, if you've been either, if you enjoy receiving or you enjoy giving. We want to hear about that at 1-800-520-1067.
Or if you've
been involved with someone who asked for it and you didn't want to do
it.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about that.
Now, in your experience, Ralph, and you've done the research, what's going on there? Why is Don Draper, for instance, getting hit in the face by a hooker on Thanksgiving?
There are lots of reasons why sadomasochistic play can come into view in the bedroom.
Are you into it?
Am I into it?
Yes.
Not particularly. I've experimented with masochism where I've been what they call, you know, the dominant in that situation, where I've been with a partner who enjoys receiving pain in the course of sex.
That doesn't seem like it.
So I've been on the handle end of a riding crop, and I've dealt with a paddle before and hot wax and that kind of thing. But I did have sex with one young lady who really enjoyed being slapped in the face during sex.
Well, I don't think I could do that.
And I found it very hard to do.
Yeah.
I could not do it hard as she wanted it. I couldn't bring myself to that level. And, you know, choking and stuff, you know, there's a lot of stuff that kind of goes on. But usually this is the dynamic. Either it is someone in a consistent position of power with enormous amount of pressure in their lives.
Okay.
That feel they are constantly being demanded of them to be in control, to make all the decisions, to make all the choices. They want to feel as weak and as helpless in the sexual situation as possible.
It's
a turn on for them. So to be physically abused during sex makes them feel like a victim, and it relieves them of all the pressure they carry around all day long of being the person in charge of everything.
So is this dude Don Draper on the show? Is he large and in charge at work?
No. He is.
He is, okay.
He is, so that may play a role. But my take on Don is, and this is another reason why this comes up in sex sometimes, is that there's a lot of self-loathing that can be had by people who are masochistic or submissive. So if you don't particularly care for yourself, if you've got issues about yourself that you don't like, if there's parts of your life where you feel like a fraud or a failure or you're ashamed of something, receiving the punishment of corporal punishment, spankings, being slapped in the face, relieves you of some of that guilt. You feel like
physically
you
feel
being
better.
You're being punished for your sins, and that is actually a release for you in combination with the sex. Those are often the two big reasons. Now, there's a third, which is kind of darker, which is sometime during your sexual awakening, maybe in puberty or something, you were a victim of physical violence. And although intellectually you know that's a negative thing that happened to you, it's a bad thing that happened to you,
right,
those incidents are so interwoven and connected that your sexuality and being the recipient of physical abuse become interwoven. You can't really separate those feelings.
I would like to not talk about that one.
I'd
like to talk about the first two.
Let's say you're a young man and you were pleasuring yourself, and an abusive parent caught you and punished you for that.
Right.
Those two feelings might become forever interlinked in your psyche because of that experience.
Okay, two things, and then we're going to go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067 on this on the Kevin and Bean Show. One, how long has it been since you've seen Lisa May put down the magazine and actually listen to the show?
I know.
She actually seems engrossed in
this
conversation.
She's not typing. She's not sending an email. She's paying attention.
She's not on the phone with her friends. I mean, this is crazy how involved she is.
And she's an expert in the donkey punch.
And two is, Ralph, you said something super interesting off the air yesterday when we were talking about Mad Men briefly, which is this isn't the kind of sex that Don was getting with his long-term wife.
No.
Tell me about that. What's that about?
Well, often these feelings are embarrassing, are darker, and you maybe are ashamed to bring it up with someone that you're in a meaningful relationship with for fear that they will think less of you. They will think you're a freak. They will think you're twisted or perverse. So you can ask for this in your own personal life. But if you go to a professional, someone you're paying who you don't have an emotional connection up with, you can ask for whatever you really need. And in this case, Don Draper wasn't getting this from Betty, his soon-to-be ex-wife, but he can easily ask for it from a hooker because he doesn't care what she thinks, in essence.
We got some great calls. Now, Vanessa, go ahead.
Real quickly, there's a physical connection to this, too. Sometimes the pain can actually heighten your senses. You know, sometimes if you're slapped or something, that location becomes tingly, becomes engorged with blood. It makes you feel more alive and more awake because the physical pain actually heightens all your senses, your sense of smell, sight, all that kind of stuff. So there's a physical element to all this, too.
All right.
Vanessa, you hang on. We're going to get to you first. She likes to be scratched until she bleeds. She'll tell us about that coming up. Daniel, Greg, James, everybody else, hang on. And your calls, too, at 1-800-520-1067. We'll return after this on the Kevin.
You want it?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, mistress.
Say you want it.
I want it.
Oh. You like that?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, what?
Yes, mistress.
Oh. You like that, don't you?
Nope. Yes.
You're a good little boy, aren't you?
Yes.
Nope. Yes, what?
Yes, mistress.
Ready?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's enough.
I neither wanted it, liked it, nor was ready for it.
You lied.
But if I were to say otherwise, I was afraid it was going to be worse.
Wow, that's not fun.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I'm at a show the other night. I went to see Don Draper Hooker Punch, and it got me to thinking about these people like Don Draper on the TV show Mad Men who want to get hit in the face and hard while they're having sex. What's that about? We explored some possible answers to that a few minutes ago with Ralph here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I promise we'd get to Vanessa first. She has been holding on and is on line three to join us. She's someone who apparently enjoys a little bit of pain in the bedroom. Hey, Vanessa, welcome to the show. What's going on?
I like to be, there's a couple different things, but I like to be scratched on my back.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's good enough, like if it's like it breaks the skin a little bit, it feels like that tingle that he was talking about. It's like that adrenaline rush type thing that I really like. Nothing's ever happened to me, not when I was a kid, nothing. It's just like
it's
some
just
weird.
It's kind of fun.
Huh. Yeah, it's like that.
How did you discover that you enjoy the pain? Did it just happen one day and you realized how much you enjoyed it, or is it something that you asked somebody to do, or where did it start?
I'm a very curious person. I like to try different things, and so is my fiance. So,
all right.
It was kind of just
didn't scare him.
I have a lot of friends. No, that's what's so great. We don't scare each other, no matter how random our stuff is.
So this wow. is something you guys do regularly?
No, not really.
Not regularly.
It's something that just kind of like happens, you know, it depends. I mean, we'll have, you know, the romantic thing and mm-hmm. we'll have, it's kind of whatever mood we're in and it just happens.
Are you on a speakerphone? Can you pick up?
I'm sorry?
Are you on a speakerphone? Can you pick up?
I think we're down with her anyway.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Hold on. She got pulled over by a cop just a second ago. She's talking on the phone.
Oh, so you're just trying to rub it in? Way to go.
Oh, you're a douche.
Sorry, Vanessa. Kevin's a dick. Let's try Felicity on line four, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Felicity. What's going on?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hi, we're good.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, what's going on?
How are you?
Nine a minute.
Well, yeah, it's good to talk to you.
You're paying $5.99 a minute.
Are we being charged for this call?
No, not in the least bit.
Okay, yes.
Well, I actually used to be a submissive, and the biggest thrill for me is the fact that you got to see somebody at their absolute worst taking it out on you, and then you become their antidote at the same time. They need to get this aggression out. You are giving them a gift by being able to take that kind of pain.
You are such a better person than I am. You're a giver.
But you have to understand, even in that aspect, everybody has their limits.
Right, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I mean, to me, there's some people consider some pain more desirable than others, and when you get to that boundary, it depends on what kind of connection you have with the person. If it's just a matter of, I want to get beaten up for the thrill of it, that's something completely different than, I've had a bad day and you're going to take it, but afterwards I'm going to take care of you and love you even more because you were able to do it.
Because you were my punching bag, honey. Thank you.
Ralph,
that's
the definition.
Time for you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Noon.
Thank you for the call, Felicity. Hey, Ralph, can these kinds of relationships, if you get the right two people together, they sound weird to outsiders, but they can be healthy and loving, right?
Absolutely. I've known dom-sub relationships that have lasted for longer than most marriages, 20 years, 25 years.
Here's an email from Joseph. I can't call in right now because I'm at work, so please read this on the air if possible. One of my ex-girlfriends loved to be slapped in the face very hard during sex. She also liked to be pinched, bitten, and squeezed. Eventually, I broke up with her because I figured it was a matter of time before someone in her family would think that I was abusing her.
Yeah, no kidding.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's finish with Daniel if we have time. All right.
We can talk to Tracy. That's
Hi, Daniel.
Too, because that's a phenomenon that is quite often happens.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I had interference.
No worries.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
And also, can I have Felicia's number?
No.
All right. For me, it was my next girlfriend of mine said that she was finally comfortable enough to open up to me and mention the fact that she liked to not only give but receive pain. And I thought, well, I've never tried it. Why not? And so we were getting into it, and the first place she started going for was downstairs and slapping.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
So, nope. Goodbye.
Yeah, pretty much. Life. Yeah, so I kind of stopped her. I really loved her.
And I said no. So she's like, all right, well, how about slapping? All right, we'll try that. And we were in the middle of our business.
Get to the punching part.
Okay. So she slapped me the first time, no problem. No, didn't even hear it. I said, go again.
Okay, grab at the pumps, there's no problem. Get to the problem.
She reaches back for the second slap, closes her hand, and ends up pretty much giving me the haymaker. Ended up knocking loose my left canine.
Oh, no.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
All right.
We got to it. Now, next time we have this conversation, you call up and go, hey, my girlfriend punched me so hard she shook a tooth loose.
Yeah.
That's how we cut out all the part that led up to that.
A lot of times we did it, nothing happened. Great, tell us more about those times.
And then we had time for your handcuffs.
I know, three cops who all like to be tied up with their own handcuffs.
Sorry.
Tracy. And those positions of power, cops, CEOs, people who are always have to be in charge and have to be taking the other people down, invariably those are the people, more often than not, who like to be out of control in the bedroom.
How about that?
Fascinating phenomenon.
Well, I hope they all enjoy themselves. I don't want any part of it. I think the new CD is done. Linkin Park. Going to come out very soon.
All right.
It's a world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, this hour tomorrow on the program, our friend Daniel Tosh returns. You know, his show is on the Comedy Central. It's higher ratings than The Daily Show and The Colbert Report now.
I don't doubt it.
That is impressive.
It is.
Great show.
It might be the funniest show on TV.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So Daniel Tosh joins us tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, how about the Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
You go to kevinandbean.com, you check out the Internet Roundup. This is where we put links to a bunch of our favorite videos. There are a lot of them on here that we don't have time to play audio from. One of them is Mel Gibson gets a disturbing phone call from the future.
Oh, that's so well done.
That is very well done. It's Mel Gibson in some of his movies talking to Mel Gibson on the tapes.
Yeah, I think it's the Lethal Weapon movies, yes. And they show him getting a phone call where Mel Gibson is threatening himself, and it's
Ransom.
Just brilliant. Is it Ransom?
Yes.
Brilliantly edited, though. Definitely check that out.
The big black guy with gigantic boobs versus the Old Spice guy, you must watch.
Oh, no.
He has boobs that, Lisa, I love you, but...
But I can't rival him.
Not even close. You could fit your entire body in one of his boobs.
Oh, my God.
There's Cows, Cows, and Cows, which you have to watch to believe.
Okay.
That's funny. You have to watch all the way through. There's Fabrice interviews Steve Carell. There's a Miranda Kerr video that's
oh, yeah.
1 minute commercial that you will mistake for porn. And then there's a few that we do have some clips of. Mike Realm remixes Old Spice. This is the Old Spice dude, but Mike Realm does the video remixes. And he's a genius at it. And this is a little bit of the audio from it. But when you go to the website, you'll see the video as well.
I'm on a horse. I'm on a horse. I'm on a phone.
And he does the whole thing, and it's really fascinating. There's nobody better at it than Mike Realm. Really great at it. Chimp rapes a frog. Now.
Oh, I heard about this. I don't want to see this.
How did this happen where a chimp was in a position to rape a frog on camera?
But it's such a bad deal for the frog. Because the frog doesn't know what's going on. There's a little audio from this.
This is frog rape.
It's like brutal sex too. Like,
but it's also, I don't know how to describe it. I feel bad for laughing at it, but
you do enjoy it more than you should as an adult.
That's correct.
We really do.
We're going to give you some highlights of Jimmy Kimmel Live this week in Unnecessary Censorship. This is actual news where they replace words that don't need to be beeped with beeps to make it sound worse than it is.
This week in Unnecessary Censorship. Enjoy.
She's actually only going to most likely 13 to 15 of the 90 that she's been sentenced.
What happens when the desire to animals becomes more of a compulsion than a good deed? How many would be too many? 5, 10? How about 260?
You really have to be bananas to do this. Jam live monkeys up your sh-.
I believe he's passionate. I believe he loves his daughter, but God, he loves too.
Oh.
So again, none of those need beeps. They all make sense. They're not dirty. But yeah, beeps makes it even funnier. Double Rainbow Guy. There's so many parodies of this dude.
Double Rainbow. Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whoa.
There's so many of those. And here's one called Drunk Hungry Bear Double KFC Drive-Thru.
Whoa, it's a KFC Taco Bell all the way. double down sandwich. Oh my god.
He pulls up to the drive-thru window.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh, so fried and delicious.
And then there's Double Rainbow Guy in everyday life. He sees double things pretty much everywhere he looks.
Double fudge sundae, alamo. Double fisting, double dipping.
Do you want to go up to your room and study anatomy?
Oh, double entendre. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. You must be double jointed.
Do you think I'm a slut?
No, that would be a double standard. Double standard? Oh, my God. It's too much.
So you can
see
all those videos. Go to KevinandBean.com and the Internet Rant.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Rant.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 8:53.
What did you do?
That's a good question, actually. What did you do? It's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Mel Gibson has a true friend in Oliver Stone, who obviously just decided to take some of the heat off his buddy Mel by sounding like a lunatic.
Oh, no. What's he doing now?
He did an interview with the London Sunday Times, where he talked about the fact that the reason the U.S. focuses so much on the Holocaust and the Second World War was because of the Jewish domination of the media.
Oh, and
that's why we're so hung up on the Holocaust.
Not because of anything that happened in real life?
Look,
like the sheer numbers?
6 million Jews were killed by the Nazis. Whatever.
Why would he say that?
Well, he said Hitler did far more damage to the Russians than the Jewish people. 25 million to 30 million Russians were killed by the Germans. This is true, Oliver Stone. However, you neglect to mention that the Germans were at war with the Russians.
Yes.
There's that.
Armies were attacking each other. But like the Russians were just rounded up and then singled out like the Jews were.
Because they were Russian.
Because they were shooting at each other they were warring.
Yes.
That's why people were dying in the battlefields.
Yeah, that's a
stupid
comment.
Opposed to going into, a bookstore, an apartment, and dragging people out and putting them in a train.
Look, Hitler should be blamed for those deaths as well because he's the one who was the aggressor. But it is different.
He should be blamed for all of his crimes.
Right.
Of which there were many, against the Catholics and the Gypsies and the homosexuals. Don't get me wrong. He did a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
But the Jews have a legitimate bitch, is what I'm saying when it comes to this.
Everyone has a legitimate bitch based on that, yes.
But the Jews particularly, correct, because they were, making shoes and stuff and eating dinner and things. I think it blindsided him, is what I'm saying. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Do you think he's just trying to stir up controversy because he has a movie coming out? Is that the deal?
Well, no. He didn't even bring it up. He was driven into this topic by the interviewer who was talking about South of the Border, his new documentary. But they got into Hitler territory due to the questions this guy was asking. So apparently this was his actual point of view. He apologized anyway today.
He did?
Yes, saying that he was trying to make a broader historical point about the range of atrocities the Germans committed against many people, and I made a clumsy association about the Holocaust, for which I am sorry and I regret. The Jews obviously do not control media or any other industry, he said, even though he did say it was the Jewish domination of the media that caused the preoccupation with the Holocaust.
Expletive Jews.
Yeah. In fact, the Holocaust is still a very important, vivid, and current matter. So, blah, blah, blah.
So, today is blah, blah, blah. Yesterday was oops.
Damn Jews. So, there you go.
What's happening?
Figure for what it's worth.
Once you've gone Jewish, your vagina is still newish.
Oh, that's not going to help. I do believe that Oliver Stone likes to think he's got a broader world view.
Sure,
and
he doesn't
get hung up in, the standard sort of ho-hum, in his opinion, politics of the world. But you have to recognize the way a lot of people think it for a lot of reasons.
Sure. I like to get my history from him, though.
This South of the Border thing is all about that. It's about how America's demonized certain dictators in South America that are actually really groovy dudes.
They're all
right.
Opinion.
Yeah. So take it for what it's worth.
He's an interesting guy.
He is. This is a great story from TMZ. Thanks to Bean for giving me the heads up on this one. Ian Bernardo was an American Idol.
This season?
No, 2006 is when he first showed up. But he was legendary because he was one of the people they wouldn't have on, and they wouldn't pass through because he was horrible. But he was very flamboyant and very gay, and it was very funny. And so he became sort of well known from that appearance on American Idol. So much so that on this year's live finale for this past season, they brought like all the whack jobs from years past on stage while Dane Cook was doing his horrible song.
Wow.
And Ian Bernardo acted up and grabbed the microphone, stole the microphone away from Dane Cook.
Oh, I remember saying that. Yes,
and went off on this speech. Simon Cowell, I'm going to take over for you, Simon Cowell. It's going to be me because it's all about Ian Bernardo. Anyway, Dane Cook apparently threatened his life afterwards.
Oh, good.
Because he was so angry.
Yeah.
Which makes me, I'm on this guy's side already.
Yeah.
And he
says, you don't take a microphone from Dane Cook.
He says that he is blaming the producers of the show for the fact that he was physically threatened. And also says that they're exploiting his sexual orientation by telling him to gay it up, both in 2006 and on the recent show. So he is suing the producers of American Idol.
Wait, the guy that stole the microphone?
Yes.
Is suing American Idol?
Yes. Because he was threatened, he said, after the live show because of they told him to gay it up and be outrageous.
Right.
And they said the same thing in 2006 when he auditioned, and that he thinks cost him the audition. He could have gone further if he didn't act so flamboyantly, and the producers were encouraging that. So he is suing them for the, I think, the reasonable amount of $300 million.
Well, clearly would have had a career otherwise.
He would have made that easily if they hadn't told him to all gay it up. Stop it. So we'll be following that case very carefully.
If Dane Cook really did threaten his life, doesn't he have a legitimate gripe, though? But
yeah,
I guess,
but did he kind of assault Dane Cook?
It wasn't. Well, it wasn't literally, I'm going to kill you. You know, the producer said, Dane wants to shove this mic up your butt, but you would like it.
Oh.
Which is an insult.
That's all true.
Dane's manager were flipping out, and producers warned him that he had to leave the building because he was not safe if he stayed there because Dane Cook was so angry. That's what they told him. The producers told him. That's what he claims.
Okay.
So Dane didn't threaten him face to face, but there was some intimation that he was in danger of physical harm if he stayed there.
Because he couldn't hold Dane back.
No, you can't. He's all crazy. He does all this kind of stuff.
What's the amount that he's suing for?
$300 million.
Sorry, next.
Oh, I wish Kevin was a judge.
I would love it.
Imagine how fast things would move in the court system if Kevin was up there.
One note, he'd be...
Shut up, Lisa. Nope.
He was up there on the roof with the rope.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just love that
Dave Cook throws a tantrum. If he throws a tantrum at everyone who's funnier than he is, then he's really never going to stop stomping his feet. Yeah. I mean, let's face it. This kid blew Dane Cook off the stage.
True.
Oh, sorry. True.
Arcade Fire.
Oh, new CD coming out. When's that coming out?
New CD coming out.
Next week?
Soon.
Very soon, yeah.
Very soon.
All right.
You have become being there for a minute there, Kevin. Ask me questions. I don't have the answers.
Next Tuesday.
There we go. Now we have the answer. They are doing I'll get it. I think my internet just came on. They're going to have a live webcast of their August 5th concert at New York's Madison Square Garden. It's going to be streamed live free on YouTube.
That's cool.
Sponsored by American Express. It's the first in the Upstage online concert series by American Express. Here's the cool thing, though. You know, I mean, that's already cool, but even cooler, the webcast is going to be directed by Terry Gilliam, one of my favorite movie directors, who, of course, gave us Time Bandits and, The Fisher King.
That's right. Fisher King, yeah. That last Heath Ledger movie, too, that one with the crazy title.
Dr. Parnassus, yeah, that one.
He did that one, too.
But this is a live
Brazil,
show?
Brazil, of course, Legendary Brazil. It's a live show, and he's going to be directing the live show. He'll be calling the shots, which I think will be interesting. But either way, you get to see Arcade Fire free on the intranet.
That's pretty cool.
So you want to check that out on August 5th on YouTube for more information. All right, today's celebrity birthdays. Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. He was King Henry VIII in the recent The Tudors miniseries on Showtime. Very, very good actor. 33 years old today. Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees is 35.
That guy. What do you need him for?
Well, he's a good player, isn't he? Pete Yorn is 36. Abe Cunningham of Deftones is 37. Maya Rudolph celebrates her 38th birthday. Triple A, that was a very, very tennis bell.
Good, because it was too strong last time.
Triple H from the WWE is 41. Julian McMahon from Nip Tuck.
Hey!
42 years old today. You know, he also played Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies.
Yes, he did.
But they're rebooting the Fantastic Four franchise now. So I fear he will no longer be Victor Von Doom.
Victor Von Doom.
That's a great
name.
That's
Dr. Doom's real name. Victor Von Doom. It's a great name. I'm Victor Von Garmin. I walk the show business.
What are we doing here? What's this plan?
Info B.
Oh, how about I come at you with this jingle then?
Sorry, we're out of time.
catch that info beam.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Bean cannot judge other people's interest in topics. Although we have really, I believe, gone far out of our way to try and guide him. No, you think so?
You've never brought up before that I shouldn't talk about stuff I'm interested in.
I believe those roads have been clearly marked.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So Bean, you know, is on websites and stuff while we're playing commercials and songs. He talks to us, at us, really more than with us. And he says things, and the rule is you're not supposed to respond. Well, the first one, the rule was broken when Bean said, The Seattle Mariners were the first Major League Baseball team to get a website. Out of the blue. Like, we weren't talking about sports websites or anything.
Right.
Lisa said, really? And Psycho Mike said, really?
Oh, no.
And then I yelled, neither of you is following the rules. So that happened.
And I can only guess that maybe had to do with Microsoft being here. That's maybe why we got to...
What? Get that info, Bean.
We're not asking for more.
We don't need more.
Well, I was just trying to figure out why, of all teams, the Mariners.
Right, but we don't care.
Okay.
That's the point. We want less information than we already have.
Maybe Mariners, that isn't clear.
Mariners first team to broadcast the game in 3D, by the way.
I don't think they should allow... who needs to be in 3D less than the Mariners? Come on. Let's get a Major League Baseball team.
How dare you?
I don't think they should allow leaf blowers.
Well, I stand
then
by
Psycho
that.
Then Psycho Mike said, that's out of the blue. And then Bean said, they're doing the devil's work.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Yeah. Devil loves a clear driveway.
Sometimes, and a lot of times now, Bean has learned that if he addresses someone, it's a lot harder for them to not answer.
Yeah, me.
So, you and Psycho Mike both. This one, he says, Mike, are you coming to my puppy's birthday party today?
Oh.
Okay, oh. Now point one is... he doesn't live here.
No, it's obvious that that's
so
not going
to
happen.
So he can't, clearly.
Right.
So Psycho Mike responds, oh, dear God. And then Bean follows that with, I've got cake.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
What's Ray Parker Jr. doing these days?
Okay.
What is Ray Parker Jr. doing these days? All right, so I broke my own rule and I yelled from the corner, I think he shut the F up. And then Bean said, wait, you can't mock what Ray Parker Jr. is doing these days. And then Psycho Mike said, take that microphone and shove it up your ass.
It's a friendly group here.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Who's not interested?
Thanks for that info, Bean.
All of us. That's what we're saying. Lisa,
absolutely,
me,
all of us.
Mike, yeah. I'm speaking for Ralph.
At least you can't blame their reactions on whatever level of friendliness may or may not be in this room. They were driven to murder
no,
by that
you're
one.
Absolutely, I would back them 100%.
What's Ray so Parker Jr. doing these days?
It's just, I can't imagine many offices where that stuff flies.
This woman has been working at Whataburger for 42 years. Then Psycho Mike says, And then Bean says, I wonder if she knew when she started working at Whataburger at age 27 that she would still be working there at 69. I mean, really?
The answer is yes.
Yes, she absolutely knew that. That was her long-term plan, no. You a-hole.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
It's just Bean reads out of the paper. I mean, that's basically all this is. And finally, who's going to Vegas with me to visit the world's largest Forever 21 store?
Yeah, that happened this morning.
I thought it might be fun to have a little group road trip.
God
damn you, DeKal.
Giant DJ Spina Bifida in Forever 21. This whole skulking around. Wow. Looking.
Hey, what's happening? What are you doing? Hey, what's going on?
I want you to be crushed by a safe while you're walking by a business office.
Thanks for that info, bitch.
.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it's 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
Oh, what a bunch of snobs.
We're going to have to table that conversation for tomorrow.
All right.
I'm very much looking forward to it. All right. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. We're almost out of time, but Ralph is here for a final look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Congratulations. Daniel Craig has just signed on to be yet again the hero of another movie franchise. This one based on the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo novels. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is the first novel in a best-selling trilogy, which, of course, opens up the door for even more films. But Daniel Craig will star as the lead in that film, so he's well on his way to putting Bond behind him. Because we never know when we'll see another one of those.
Yeah,
no kidding.
What's happening with that? It's just a money thing, the Bond thing?
Yeah. Yeah, the MGM, who owns the franchise, has gone belly up, and so until
there may
someone,
never be another.
Someone buys out the MGM library of characters. We won't see any more Bonds.
This is fascinating casting too, because you know, like the Twilight series or the Harry Potter series, this is a series of books that sold tens of millions of books, and everybody's got an opinion on who, in their mind's eye, is right to play these characters. And you know, there's a lot of debate about who would be the right male lead and female lead for this series now that they're making English language versions of the movies.
Am I the only one that hasn't read the book?
Probably.
I have not read it either. No.
I've read them.
It's a very popular book series.
They're really good.
My wife's read them.
Okay. Swedish movie.
Yeah, they've got already had movie versions, but originally the author is Swedish. The books were published in Swedish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Then translated into American, or English rather, and then there are Swedish films, but now they'll do English-speaking versions of those books.
Got it.
And by the way, the author, whose name I don't remember, Stieg Larsson.
Stieg Larsson!
He died, Kevin, before any of the books came out.
Yeah.
How about that? He wrote all three of them, then died. Never saw any of this.
I guess I'm a failure.
That's a bummer.
I'm going to give up.
Not a good way to go.
Nope.
You'd
no.
like to know that you're a success before it's all gone, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think.
Zac Efron's in talks of starring in a new film.
Tell me more.
Of yet another Nicholas Sparks novel.
Why would this guy die?
Why would this guy die before his books came out?
He keeps writing
these books. These cheesy, schmaltzy, just bogus, romantic, never happened in a million years stories he writes.
Yeah.
This one is a book called The Lucky One. It's about a Marine who survives three tours of duty in Iraq and attributes his good fortune to a photograph he carries of a woman he's never met.
He's never met.
Like a Nicholas Sparks book, all right.
What? So when he returns to the U.S., he sets out to meet her and goes to North Carolina to try to find the woman he loves but has never met.
If she falls in love with him, I am going to burn that theater down.
Oh, dude.
That's just not going to happen.
All of them?
I will hold your matches while you are laying down the lighter fluid.
Now, first of all, I love Zach, as you know.
Of course you do.
But second of all, Kevin was mocking Zach's new movie earlier, the Charlie St. Clair
piece of crap.
Wait a minute.
I play baseball with my dead brother, but I'm really scared of girls.
I don't even know the movie. I was mocking the billboard where he's staring off into the distance and he's
the billboard makes me want to know.
Really?
Oh.
That's all I was mocking because I don't know anything
else
about it.
Hideous, sentimental, treacle claptrap. Don't get me started. Oh, and Cleo's like, oh, I can't wait to go see it.
Right,
see?
Right,
that's it. It's like an insidious cancer that spreads throughout the cinematic
world.
Right,
but you expect that from her.
Yeah, but this...
You don't expect it from 90-year-old
Bean. Zac Efron, you know, they're breeding a whole new group of a whole new generation of girls are going to go see this crap. It's evil, I tell you.
Oh, my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Evil incarnate. My baby brother died in a crash, but I still see him, and I play baseball with him in the swamps. F yourself first.
That's bullshit.
Zach! Mr. Efron! Did you get my letters?
Even more casting news. Rihanna has been added to the cast of the dramatic powerhouse film Battleship, based on the popular board game Battleship. Rihanna apparently talks to play B7. B7.
That was funny.
Thank you. Thank you, Psycho Mike. Thank you for giving me your seal of approval.
Wow.
Because that's how you played that game.
That better be handled by a genius or that movie's going to blow.
It's
genius or blow.
I am not.
Our new game, genius or blow.
I'm not looking forward to it. But Rihanna's working. That's good news.
All right.
Yeah.
So this will be her feature film debut, by the way. So. I don't know if she's much of an actress, but we'll wait and see.
Do you need to be B7?
How bad can it be? The audition was, you sunk my battleship. That was the line, and she got it. So congratulations.
Fail! Epic fail.
We were talking about Mad Men and how many viewers it got in its premiere episode. Did very well for itself. 2.9 million people tuned in to watch the premiere episode of the new season. Elizabeth Moss from that show has asked all of her friends on Facebook to delete her from their Facebook pages.
Okay. Why?
Because she doesn't have a Facebook account.
Oh, so
and that
it's not
person
her.
That they're connected up with okay. is someone who is posing as Elizabeth Moss and is an imposter on Facebook. So she said she doesn't have an account. If you're friends with me, you're being hoodwinked.
Okay.
So get rid of me. So there's your heads up. She is not attractive.
She's Peggy on Mad Men, for folks who don't recognize the actress's
she's
name.
She's Peggy on Mad Men, that's what she is.
Although, she looks better this season than she has up till now.
Is that
she
good?
Absolutely does.
She could still be ugly, even though she looks better than she did.
She was also the president's daughter, Kevin. She was Zoe, the president's daughter. President Bartlett's daughter on the West Wing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
She's wildly talented. Enormously talented.
She's all right.
She's very talented.
We can agree on talented.
We can agree on talented.
Better than Britney Spears.
Fans of Arcade Fire, congratulations. You're going to be able to see your favorite band on the internet in August. They've announced they are doing a live performance from Madison Square Garden in New York City. And American Express is starting a new online series of live events. You'll see them live on stage, streaming on YouTube on August 5th, I believe is the date. You can check it out. Interestingly enough, the live broadcast will be directed by director Terry Gilliam, who's known, of course, for his many feature films, but he's going to be...
Camera 3.
That's what he's going to be doing, yeah. Okay. Take camera 2. And now, zoom in, zoom in! Doing a lot of that, so I don't know.
What did you do?
I don't know how different it'll
be.
Can
he make that better?
I don't know. Interesting. I'll have to wait and see. And, you know, we've been talking about the Sharktopus over on Sci-Fi.
Sure.
And I'm very excited about that. But I get excited by all the creature features they do over there. Maybe even more so with this one because of the casting. There's a new film in the works called Megapython versus Gatoroid about a giant, as you can imagine, python and a giant gator battling each other. And on either sides of the coin, protecting both of these species are Debbie Gibson, pop star of the 80s Debbie Gibson, and pop star of the 80s Tiffany, playing two scientists at cross purposes, you see.
One of them is a scientist is a stretch, too. I'm in.
Tiffany's got big boobs, by the way.
Does she know?
Yeah.
Hey, remember her in Playboy a couple years back? She posed. She looked good.
I'm looking at this trailer they got. They leaked some footage onto the internet, and it is a catfight between Debbie Gibson and Tiffany, where they're at a high-class event in the cocktail dresses, and they start to go at it, and they roll into a big table full of cakes, and they're smearing whipped cream and ice cream.
All right. That's the kind of fight.
And then they're straddling each other, and then they roll into the water, and they've got this big water fight.
This is on Showtime at midnight on Saturday night?
It's going to be on Sci-Fi. Coming soon to a television near you. But the reason I brought the clip in, it just went on the internet this weekend, is the very final moment when they're battling in the water. Tiffany asked Debbie Gibson to stop because she thinks she hears something in the water, and they're afraid it might be either Megapython or Gatoroid coming to get him, you know? And here's how the scene resolves.
Oh,
Oh,
what? Do you hear something? What? No. I think we're alone now.
Yeah, I think we're alone now.
Oh, Joey, you did.
We're going to put that in the file for Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
That was pretty good, actually.
I think we're alone now.
That's pretty good. See, that's and good delivery,
it
too.
It is. That's what I think.
Where are you shaking your fist? Damn you, Debbie Gibson. Where's that?
Damn you, Gatoroid. Yeah, I was close to getting a role in this, but I think they gave my role to Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees.
Wow.
So,
just did a big trade up.
Fame is a harsh mistress. I don't even know what that means. Today's celebrity birthday is Julian McMahon. He's 42 years old today. He, of course, from Nip Tuck.
Hey.
Wrestler Triple H is 41 years old today. Comedian Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live is 38. Abe Cunningham of Deftones is 37. Pete Yorn celebrates his 36th birthday. Yankee Alex Rodriguez is 35 years old. And Jonathan Rhys-Meyers from The Tudors, he is 33. He also made that movie with... John Travolta last year, remember? From Paris with Love?
Oh, barely. Yeah,
that did not set the world on fire.
Yeah.
No, it aired on an airplane and three people walked out. I'm not saying the movie was bad. I'm just saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have one of our favorite comedians in Daniel Tosh.
Asshole.
Come on.
He is brilliantly so. If you don't watch Tosh.0, you are completely missing out on one of the best shows on TV. So we're going to talk to him tomorrow. We have him in studio. We have more tickets for Dinner with Schmucks. Dinner for Schmucks?
Dinner for Schmucks.
We're going to talk about the terribly out-of-place cast of Jersey Shore, who were opening the opening bell of the stock exchange this morning.
What happened now?
Ringing the opening bell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of the stock
did
exchange.
Anyone there know who they were?
No! Did they know what that was? No.
No.
They actually brought chicken stock, broth, to exchange with other people. That's how confused they were when they got there. They do not understand.
We've had a raging debate off the air. Would you still do Britney?
I don't even see how that's a debate.
I know. No way.
Absolutely.
Johnny Knoxville tomorrow in studio?
I'd do Johnny Knoxville, too, by
and,
the way.
I would before I did Brittany. And Brian Deegan also tomorrow. And we'll give away some more tickets for the X Games. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
So, yeah, you can do that or you can not do that.
It's up to you. Why not stick around for Cat Corbett and 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Nirvana, also some Phoenix, Linkin Park, Soundgarden, and that solo effort from The Killers' Brandon Flowers. All of that straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.
I think we're alone now.